much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Ooh! Arsenio Hall is here, looking good.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
What up, Kevin and Bean? It's Dewan from Los Angeles, California. 1, 2. Let me see the Tootsie Roll. Come on, the Tootsie Roll. That's like a Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll to the left. To the left. To the left. To the left. To the right. To the right. To the right. To the right. Now front. 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 To the left. To the left. To the left. To the left.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's a real conversation when I hear it. People don't talk like that.
And now, you know, he's a brother. With most brothers, you know how it is in this country. We got to struggle, man. You know what I'm saying?
Our feature presentation.
By the way, people do talk like that. They do, and they did. And that's our friend Dewan.
And I want to go to wherever that is, because that's my kind of talk right there. Hey, party people, welcome in. It is Wednesday now, and it's the 27th of April. Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
Not too much, B.
What are you doing? What are you wearing?
Standing here, clothes.
Sorry. By the way, speaking of standing here, this isn't what I was going to talk about. Speaking of standing here, Lisa, I'm sure, well, maybe you missed this because you were on vacation last week, but this study came out that got a tremendous amount of press that talked about how one of the things that that contributes to an early death is sitting too much. You shouldn't sit too much.
I did hear that.
Contributes to an early death. How much are you sitting?
People sit a lot.
People sit most of the time. Yeah. I mean, look at our jobs, for instance, you know? So what people are coming up with now, and what has become a hot item on the internet now, are stand-up desks. And this is a new trend now where people are getting the kinds of desks where you actually stand up to work all day.
I've seen those, and I've also seen the ones that have treadmills that move very slowly.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then there's some that, if you're lazy, they give you one that goes middle speed, and then high speed all day.
Electric shock if you don't move often enough. But I can't imagine most jobs it would be very comfortable to have a stand-up desk where you literally stand up all day long.
It would be all right for a little while, and then you go, sure feel like sitting down.
Yeah, well, I would think so, too.
You need the option, because I try to stand as much as I can here. But sometimes you just need to sit.
Sure.
Especially depending on what shoes you're wearing.
Well, you know,
for you guys,
me.
It doesn't really matter. Shorts and tennis shoes.
Because I'm wearing my tennis shoes, and then tomorrow I might wear tennis shoes. So, not that.
Lisa does stand more than the rest of us, certainly, in the job. But then she also doesn't have as many buttons to hit while we're on the air, either.
Yeah, good. Good.
Not set up that way.
Excellent, good.
And I'm on my back the rest of the day.
That's true.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You got to make some dough.
Right.
Let me tell you about my new favorite guy in the whole world from Lodi, California. His name is Sean Batty. First of all, who loves the Raiders more than I do? No one.
No one is right, yeah.
No one loves the Raiders more than
I do. You are hardcore Raider Nation.
Exactly. Friday night, 9:41, police arrested the man, Sean Batty, 42, and they said he was found under the influence of methamphetamines. They responded to a call where a man was reported to be standing in the dirt next to a cemetery, waving a flashlight around and yelling.
All right. I think that would make your job interesting if you're a police officer. Stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, a lot of questions here that I have, but I'm going to have to wait till I get there to figure it out.
Right. I don't think, in general, it's much fun to be involved in meth cases just because the suspect is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
But my man, Sean, was wearing only an Oakland Raiders jacket, a G-string, and a hair scrunchie around his genitals.
A hair scrunchie.
Oh, wow. And socks. He's wearing socks, too. So Raiders jacket, no pants, no shirt, G-string, a hair scrunchie around his junk, and socks. Officer said he was very jittery and his pupils were dilated. They took him into custody of suspicion of being under the influence, you think?
Sure.
Which was later confirmed at jail, where they discovered he was also a parolee at large.
Good.
En route to the jail, officer said Batty became very uncooperative. When asked why he wasn't wearing pants, police say he insisted they must have been taken.
By the police? Or by someone else?
Someone else before the police got there, yeah.
What? I don't have pants? What?
And who put this scrunchie on my junk?
What's happening to me?
Police said that once at jail, the man proceeded to smear his feces on the walls.
All right.
Oh, God.
Now we got a party.
After which he was moved to a safety cell. So that is that's my dude, and as usual, I regret that there will probably be no further follow up.
Yeah, that's too bad
on this story. And if you saw his mugshot, by the way, you would not peg this guy out as being high on meth. I mean, he looks fine, he looks normal, and he doesn't have meth face, where you know, which is a guy who's aged 100 years in 5 either. He looks, maybe he's new to it, but he won't remember this. But I'd love to see the circumstances that led to him being out there with no pants, no shirt, just you know, socks and a scrunchie and a G-string and a Raiders jacket.
Why doesn't anyone do a follow up TV show? Like what really happened? And then they go back to this guy, you know, a month from now or whenever he's, you know, lucid.
Yep.
And go back and just ask him all the details. That'd be fascinating.
It'd be great. Like we always used to say about the car chases. And eventually somebody did do that, where you go and you get to the person, you go, all right, tell me what you were thinking when you did this. This is a perfect example of a guy that I want more information from. And I want him to be on camera explaining how he ended up putting the scrunchie in his junk.
Sweet. That is sweet. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Why would anyone want to participate in such a thing?
Pretty good show today.
Oh, all right.
That's why. Brand new internet roundup for you. We have This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
We have Jay Moore in studio.
Wow.
Yes.
How about that?
If he shows.
That's enough.
If he doesn't get a job.
If he doesn't get a better offer. If Seacrest doesn't call him. Invite him to come on today.
So that's coming up as well. Jay Moore, one of the funniest people we know.
But let's get Bill Burr on standby just in case.
Be on standby. All right.
Right.
I gotcha. Henry Rollins is on the show today.
Dude.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
Henry Rollins has some kind of a Wild About Snakes episode on Nat Geo. Apparently he's crazy with the snakes.
Okay.
So that's happening. We also have Rob Dyrdek talking about his new season. Which has been fantastic, by the way. I don't know if you saw the dodgeball episode, Bean.
No.
See that? Oh. You know that little receptionist blonde girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Took it. Get ready with the bell. They were playing dodgeball.
Right, of course.
Took it full on in the face.
Oh. That's great.
And then
they played dodgeball.
They played dodgeball, and then she took it full on in the face again.
Oh, how are you going to come at her like that?
And then, later in the episode, they went like someplace else to play dodgeball. Third time.
Oh, man.
Right in the face.
Rob must be exhausted. Give it to her in the face that many times in a row.
It was really strong. But anyway, this season's been really good. Big Black is back with him this season, so it's going to be good to talk to Rob.
You are taking your life into your hands when you go work for the Fantasy Factory, because nothing but nonsense breaks out in that place.
Well, correct. And she's also just the receptionist. So,
right.
You know, you don't expect to take a ball to the face.
or in this case, balls to the face.
Right,
it happened three times.
A lot of balls to the face.
You know what that's like, Lisa?
Of course.
Sure.
When you're playing dodgeball.
Of course.
She does it all day. We got a brand new Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Don't tell Ralph. We have Rob Patterson. Sorry, Pattinson.
As Dave calls him. you weren't here yesterday for the Producer Dave magic. Oh, yeah. It was great. It was something else.
Producer Dave.
I don't know where the guest is. He should be here any minute.
Part of the problem is that Alex, our producer, books everyone. And then when she goes, it really is almost impossible to remember all the details to give to Dave.
Right.
Right.
So I don't think it's all Dave's fault, but he really does have very little information. And
not my fault.
And really no options. Like, once he doesn't know, there's nothing he can do. He can't, right. he can't pick up a phone. He doesn't know any numbers.
Right.
He doesn't have a Rolodex?
It's good times. He's got nothing.
No, it's been a sketchy week, that's for sure.
And we have Wing.
Wing.
Or do we?
Well,
that depends on if Dave can make that happen.
So. Oh, the time difference was all bonkers. I'm not sure how many hours to tell her to call. Because apparently Dave is confused because for Wing, it's already Thursday. So he can't figure out the time difference and what time to tell her to call because it's working back. I don't know. I can't. I'm having trouble following.
But couldn't we just sit down and go, how many hours difference is it to New Zealand?
They think they got it. Okay. And they think we will be speaking with Wing today and premiering her new song.
She's got some new music that is really, it'll knock you out. It's so good. You'll demand that we play it all day tomorrow and nothing else.
Why do they waste time on The Voice with those contestants when Wing is right there just ready to be on the television?
They sure had their backs to those contestants, I'll tell you that. All right, so we will do all that. When we get back, we'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:48.
So, was there a great deal of relief when it was 4-0 last night, Ralph? Did you start to relax a little bit, or were you still worried?
No lead is safe in the playoffs.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felt was very happy for you. I see the Flyers are moving on after taking away, getting rid of Buffalo. But I don't see the Kings on the schedule, Kevin.
I don't either. Sure. That's weird, right? But
they play Vancouver, I guess.
They play.
Who else is locked up in the West?
Their next game is a while
right
from now.
It's not this week?
I don't think so. I think you know how sometimes in playoffs they go a long time between series?
Yeah, how long are they going to go?
October, November.
Wow, that is a long time.
When Kevin didn't show up yesterday, I thought, that's a guy who takes a loss hard.
Yeah, he went to the game, he got loaded and fell asleep in his car in the parking lot.
No, I didn't even get to the game.
Really?
No.
You missed that game?
Dude, I couldn't
help
it.
That's how sick Kevin was.
I couldn't help it. What am I supposed to do?
I didn't know how sick you were.
I tried.
All I know is they lost and you weren't in the next day. That's all I knew.
Yeah. Real fan would have been there. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe they would have won. You ever think about that?
If I had tickets for the Flyers game, I would have gone to an iron lung and an ambulance. I would have shown up.
I know. I hear you.
And I was very sad to see Vancouver win last night. I've really been pulling for... Well, I know they're kind of my team because they're the closest NHL team to where I live, but I have really kind of fallen for the Blackhawks, the new Blackhawks this year, and seen how scrappy they were and how they fought back so hard to win the last three. And I thought, what a great story for them and for that city for them to have moved on.
F the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
I was kind of into them.
So glad to see them not win.
Really?
Because the Flyers were the last team to win a series coming back from 3 down. Against Boston last year, and it was only done 3 times in history. So I didn't want to see...
why doesn't your team...
Especially the Hawks, I didn't want to see them tie that...
you know what they should do is they should go in the locker room and say, hey guys, let's not fall behind 3-0.
Well, that's what I called them. I recommended them. I said, look, you know how you give up 3 easy goals in the first period of every playoff game? Try not doing that.
Let's do less of
and
that.
See how that goes, because you seem to be dominating the games. You just can't spot the other team 3 goals.
Right.
That's a hard thing to climb out of. And they did not do that yesterday, and they had much more success.
There were 2 Game 7s last night, 2 Game 7s tonight. Which is crazy in the playoffs.
Yeah,
very 2 exciting. Overtime games. Yesterday was an overtime game for Vancouver and the
Hawks.
That's
right.
And I think there's been an overtime game every series has had one.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. It's a little crazy.
Good times.
Good playoffs.
All right, Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a new Kevin Bean show for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Lindsay Lohan showed up on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night in a pre-taped interview. She received a standing ovation from the audience, which...
She deserves it.
I couldn't understand, really.
Oh, wait.
Unless maybe they were checking their wallets to see if they had all their belongings when she walked out on the stage. But she told Jay that the 480 hours of community service was a wake-up call for her. But she said she's a big girl who's taking responsibility for her misdeeds. She also said she hopes to be back on Jay's show in a few years with an Oscar.
So do I.
That'll happen.
Now, I haven't followed this story. I'm about out of steam on Lindsay Lohan. It's just been too much for too many years in a row. But is it true that part of her community service is cleaning the restrooms at a morgue? Is that true?
I know she's got to do 120 hours at a morgue, but I didn't know what her responsibilities.
Maybe that's just one of her duties. Maybe she's just kind of looking after the place.
Seems like that's the best gig at a morgue. you don't have to deal with dead people.
Yeah. How many people are going to the bathroom in a morgue? just the coroner, probably. Right.
So it can't be too dirty.
Can't be that dirty.
Bean and I did 120 some hours of community service, and it takes forever. That sounds like it's not much, but 400 hours is going to take.
She's going to do 360 at a needy woman's shelter,
okay,
and then another 120 at a morgue. That's what the breakdown is, from what I understand. She also said she's looking forward to working. She's got 2 films lined up.
Sure.
Of course, if she goes to jail, that might be some scheduling problems there, but we'll see what happens. This is a great story. We are soon going to find out all about what goes on in the Jackson family behind closed doors.
Sweet.
Finally.
From who?
From Alejandra Jackson.
Who's that?
This is funny. When Michael died,
Catherine, his mom, took over the family affairs, and she asked Alejandra Jackson to move out of the family-owned Encino, California compound, where they all sort of live from
this
time to time.
This was Jermaine's wife?
Well, let me finish the story.
Okay.
She has two children by Randy Jackson.
Okay.
And another two from Jermaine Jackson.
Fantastic. No.
She has two kids with two of the
two
brothers?
Two different Jacksons.
What?
Wow.
Yes. She eventually did marry Jermaine, but she still has... She's also the... So, let's see.
Wow.
So, Jermaine is uncle to his own children via Randy, who also... Jermaine's wife is the aunt, is also the aunt. I don't know how that works.
But the emotion, too much for Tito.
Yeah, Tito never got involved, apparently.
Tito tried and couldn't, and he's upset. I mean, she did two other brothers.
She has spent the last 21 years in the family, and she said she plans to let the world know exactly what went on.
Fantastic.
Oh,
so there's going to be some dirty laundry aired by Alejandra Jackson.
She'll, that'll be shut down, won't it?
She's
legally
looking for a payoff.
Yeah.
I hope not. Don't pay her. Don't pay her, Catherine.
I agree.
I want to read the book. Tracy Morgan's got a new girlfriend. Her name is Denise, and she works at a gentleman's club called Headquarters in New York.
That's crazy.
Apparently, that's where he met her.
Headquarters.
And they're very much in love, yes.
That'll last.
I think so.
Because those girls, when they fall for you, they really... I think they love me every time I go in.
They
That's
do,
weird.
Kevin.
That's strange, but...
Where are the Oscars for that girl who pretends to love Kevin every time he comes in?
I think Jim Carrey's going bye-bye.
Uh-oh, why?
I think we're going to see a Jim Carrey public meltdown sometime soon. Since he broke up with his longtime girlfriend, playmate Jenny McCarthy, he has been seeing a whole bunch of different women. Admittedly, he suffers from depression, and he's acting, and some friends are saying, in a bipolar fashion.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, recently had a party at his house with three women. According to sources, it was filled with lots of booze and lots of pot at his home. He started to paint the walls of his house at random, broke out some paint, started painting the walls, and convinced one of the women to cover herself with paint and roll around on her on his walls.
Wow.
Then a short time later, he was invited to a party, according to the New York Post, that had an aquatic theme. You know, people throw theme parties sometimes. This one was about the ocean and under the sea.
He was a pussy.
No, he was not. He showed up in a full scuba suit and spent the evening breathing from an oxygen tank and regulator.
High on acid.
Was he high on acid?
I don't believe he was high on acid. No.
He also has a mohawk these days, too. He's sporting a mohawk. That's part of what is raising some eyebrows.
Isn't it funny after Charlie Sheen? This is nothing.
It is nothing.
He's going to have to step
hard
it up.
Hard to get attention in Hollywood now after Charlie.
He's going to have to step it up.
Only pot, not even a party.
That's right. CW Network has announced, Bean will be very happy to know, there's an all-star America's Next Top Model in works for next season.
All-star.
Featuring previous model hopefuls who were breakout characters who had the most memorable stories from the past seasons brought together to compete again to see if one of them can be America's next top
These
model.
Are all losers. None
these are all losers, yes.
I think it's none of the people who have won in previous seasons?
No, these are... These are the breakouts who did not win and to see if they can come back and capture the crown or the tiara or whatever the hell they get.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass!
All right.
I haven't watched that show since the first, I don't know, I think I watched the first two or three seasons, and it was good, but it got too repetitive for me, so I dropped it. But isn't it shocking that it's been on, like, they've done like 15 rounds of this America's Next Top Model and still does well?
Yeah.
It's shocking that you would watch three seasons.
That is shocking.
It was a good, Lisa, you watched it at the beginning.
Did.
It was a really good show at the beginning.
Yeah, I did. I liked it,
and by really good.
I mean, it was really good. I mean, it was just like a Survivor or any of those other competitive shows. They had
Only
really interesting challenges.
It was about
challenges.
Girls taking pictures.
Wasn't that insane? Was that not crazy?
Lisa gets a pass because of the whole vagina thing, you know?
So does Bean.
Oh, that's true.
Same reason.
My bad. CW also announced they are renewing The Vampire Diaries, Supernatural, Gossip Girl. Oh, it's so good. I love Gossip Girl. So I can't watch it now more. I don't know why he's all sudden Asian.
Glad that happens to you, too.
And 90210.
Oh.
They're all coming back.
Dodge that bullet.
No word yet on Hellcats or Nikita. So everyone just...
Oh,
just
Nikita's the best of the bunch.
Wait by your phones. As soon as I get the information, I will call you.
Nikita is the best of the bunch.
And more TV news. I wanted to give everybody a heads up. Tonight on the Biography Channel, they are debuting Biography, Kate Middleton. biography, Kate Middleton.
Oh, thank God. She has such a story.
So you can finally get some backstory on the woman who would be princess. Of course, they're getting married this week. So you want to make
This week?
You want to make sure you know what Kate's all about. Before
Was
you
this
get
in
into,
the news?
Before you get into the ceremony, you want to make sure you have all your Kate facts straight.
So she's the princess. Then there's no way she could become, she could get power, right? Even
she'll
if he dies?
Be queen. No.
No. No. Okay. No.
If he dies, it'll go to his brother.
Does she know that?
Harry.
And then she'll jump.
Unless he has a, unless he has a son.
And yeah, she'll jump.
Harry? Kid, yeah. We weren't here yesterday, Kevin, but we were going through some of the royal wedding coverage, and there was about a 10-minute piece with Meredith Vieira, who's with the Today Show in London right now, picking out the right hat for Friday. Now, it
Wait,
was awesome.
She's picking out the right hat for herself?
Yeah, you got to have a good hat. If you've
got to have a good hat.
If you're at the wedding.
Now, as far as we know, she's not going to the wedding, so I don't know why she needs a hat.
Because it's tradition. You got to wear a hat.
They spent a great deal of time discussing what the hat could be like, but then she refused to unveil it because it's not going to be shown until Friday on the Today Show. That's when we get to see what Meredith, who has nothing to do with the royal wedding's hat, looks like.
How can we wait?
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
She spent the day at the hat makers. And they measured her head, Kevin, before they made her a hat. It was, I couldn't fathom the process.
Wow.
And then they took a ribbon, and they had to make sure the ribbon was the same size as her head.
Wait, can't you just buy a hat?
Well, sure.
They don't have them in stores?
Peasant.
You just walk
peasant,
in?
If you want to go that route? Yeah,
yeah,
I guess you
need a custom-made hat is what you need.
Custom-made hat if you're not going anywhere?
You can have any selection of things you can put on your head? Mm. What would your hat look like, Kevin?
I am not a hat fan.
Just a big hand there with the middle finger stapled to the front brim of his hat if he went there. Today's celebrity birthdays...
Casey Kasem. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
79 years old today is Casey. Hmm. Ace Frehley, Kiss guitarist, is 60 years old today.
Wow.
You want the oldest? You've got the oldest.
Listen, he looks good out of the makeup.
He does.
Oh, wait.
Sheena Easton, singer, is 52 years old. Patrick Stump, formerly of Fall Out Boy, is 27 years old today. And actor William Mosley of Chronicles of Narnia celebrates his 24th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin Amin Show for a Wednesday. Next hour should be awesome. Nothing to do with us because Adam Carolla will be here. Also, funny man Jay Moore, that's coming up. And we'll tell you how you can win tickets to see Thor right after a brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
Go to kevinandbane.com and we put up all of these videos for you to watch. The first one is Sergio Ramos is a player in Spain and he plays for Real Madrid. And Real Madrid won the Copa del Rey, which is their big classic with Barcelona. Barcelona's been ahead of them all season. So they get the big parade going, and he's in the top of the bus, and he drops the trophy, which then gets practically run over by the bus. Literally drops it, and the bus just crunches right up on it. What's happening to the trophy?
Do they have the that famous soccer announcer guy covering the parade so he can go?
Sounds like it, right?
Dumb! Something like that.
Dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You've seen all these parades. You've seen in baseball and in basketball, but he dropped it right.
Yeah. You don't ever want to break your championship trophy into a million pieces. And it's weird how they do it when you win that game because it's not like professional sports in this country where 3 days later you meet downtown and the players come out and speak and get the trophy. I mean, they go right from the stadium and then go through the streets with the trophy. It's crazy.
Yeah, that seems a little bad if you don't win because you got all that in place. And then you go, not going to need it. Go back home. Anyway, they play again today for people who care. This is a penguin that gets tickled.
Now, that's the best video ever of all time.
Now, Dave, the King of Mexico, came into me and he said, just so you know, that's Bean's idea.
This is little Cookie from the Cincinnati Zoo.
Because Dave keeps trying to put up his cute little animal videos, and I keep slapping him down.
Because you hate America
and
God.
But most of them are lame. But
There's nothing more awesome than cute animal videos, by the way. That's half of what's on the internet. That's half what drives traffic on the internet is cute animal videos. People love these.
I'm going to let that go in favor of moving on. This is Cookie the penguin, who's getting tickled.
The bean.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. And this reminds me so much. Remember when we fell in love with, we met and fell in love with the Hot Cheetos kids, and we said, there's so much joy in that sound. We love them so much. How could anyone not love them? That's how I feel about Cookie the Penguin being.
That's what Bean is like with joy. He really, really embraces it.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know who Keenan Cahill is, but I don't know. How old is he?
I think he's 16.
16, okay. It looks like he might be 8. I don't know. And he has thousands of videos up where he mouths along to the words, and they're all pretty funny. But this particular one, he does Keenan Cahill's Dynamite with San Francisco Giants Cody Ross and Brian Wilson, who are in the video with him.
He got famous on the internet for lip-syncing videos just sitting in his room, and he's become such a sensation that now people want to perform with him. You know, like he's had like 50 Cent showed up in his bedroom, for instance. And this one, this Tal Cruz song, he's doing with two members of the champion San Francisco Giants and their mascot and the trophy, and it's awesome. We gonna light it
up like it's dynamite. All he does is lip-sync. I mean, right. That's basically it, is he lip-syncs every song that comes on.
And he's really good at it, but I was really impressed with how good the players are.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I wasn't grading them on their ability to mouth the words. But he's a funny-looking little dude, so
well,
enjoy
he's
that.
Got a genetic disorder, Kevin. I hope you're not mocking him.
No, of course not. I'm saying he's funny.
Yeah.
South Park's revolutionary new product.
I'm here to announce a new product that will once again revolutionize the way we use our phones and tablet devices. I give you the Human Centipad!
The Human Centipede is everywhere, Lisa, but you still refuse to watch it. Well.
Yes, I do.
But you're going to get the Human Centipad. Right? You're going to get that.
Of course.
So your mailman delivers the mail, or so you thought.
I thought he had a bunch of packages for us.
But when he spotted the mail carrier out his front window, he witnessed him do something unthinkable in broad daylight, just feet from his neighbor's house.
Started pulling his pants down, started defecating.
Yep. That happened.
The fear
happened, and this dude is doing it right next to his house, and the guy in the house is taking photos.
Oh, gross.
He went and grabbed his... Because who,
I know.
Who would believe you if you said that? So he went and grabbed his camera, and he's got a ton of photos. And now the post office is like backtracking and going, we're so sorry, we apologize to everybody.
Hey, it was an extra special delivery.
Right. Porn is only for guys, right? Wrong. Girls watch porn, too.
Now, a lot of you might be asking, how can women possibly enjoy porn?
To those people, we say, have you seen porn?
How could we not enjoy it? I mean, come on. It's great.
It's two people having awesome sex.
I love these girls so much.
I'm sure you do. The next one is Sexy Sax Man. And if you're listening to this, it's the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Go to kevinandbean.com. You can see all of these. You know the sax part? What's the name of the song, Bean, the Wham song?
Careless Whispers was the one that the guy did that got him so famous. Yeah,
I love this so much because it's basically Kevin Annoys You, but it's this guy with a saxophone. He goes into college, you know, rooms, teachers' rooms, and he goes into malls, and he gets thrown out by the cops.
George Michael!
He doesn't like George Michael! No! No! But then they go, all right, you have to stop. And he goes, okay, and just one more. And then he plays it again. He keeps playing the Wham song over and over, everywhere he goes. It's so funny. Martin Short is a guy we haven't heard from in a while. Mm-hmm. He's on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and he came up with Jersey Short, where he plays all of the cast members of the Jersey Shore.
Oh my god, bitches! I think my water broke!
Schnucks! You're pregnant? With a baby?
The baby's coming out of my cha-cha!
Oh my freaking situation!
9-time Academy Award winner, Martin Short, takes you on the fist-pumping journey of a lifetime.
You ate my pickle, baby, you mother...
Jersey Short.
See?
Very funny. Very funny.
I thought it was going to be Little People when I saw the title.
Oh interesting.
Turns out, no.
Martin Short.
It was on Jimmy Kimmel, of course, who has the best late night show, as is This Week in Unnecessary Censorship. These words do not need to be beeped, but he beeps them so that they sound worse than they actually are.
This Week in Unnecessary Censorship.
Some increases and also big c-
Plus, Jane at the Tower of London, where queens have lost their heads.
These gentlemen are b****es. I release my clients after they have been arrested and b**** them up if they don't show up in court.
Bruno doesn't just want d**k.
I love the fact that you came down here and b**ed her.
We feel that we need to, what, s**k a d**k?
I will do something that begins with the letter F. Yes, I will
That's fantastic.
That's always good. I think he does it on Thursday nights on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. It's This Week in Unnecessary Censorship. And it is the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All right, let's talk some Thor. It's the world premiere at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood. It's coming up on Monday, May 2nd. This is one of the highly anticipated films of the summer. We're talking about Natalie Portman and Chris Hemsworth and Anthony Hopkins and Jeremy Renner and Rene Russo. If you are a comic book geek like Ralph, this is a great game for you to play. You can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. The more you know about superheroes and their secret identities,
the less success you'll have in your life in future years.
That is true.
Is that
but
what
is also that is absolutely true. Okay. But what is also true is that is what you need to know to win this game. So we'll give you a chance to win tickets for the premiere of Thor. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's coming up next on the Kevin and Bean
Show. You know, they sing words.
No, they don't.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 624.
You mean the NerdCon at the convention center next door? Okay.
These are your people on the phone, Ralph. These are your people trying to win Thor tickets.
Yes. Thor's awesome.
I can't wait. I'm not a comic book nerd, but it looks great, and it has Natalie Portman. So that's all I need.
You know.
It looks great
the
without
her. The geek shall inherit the earth, my friend.
No, Meek. I think it's
what?
Meek.
Oh, I learned the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's the premiere of Thor at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood on Monday, May 2nd. If you want to go, 1-800-520-1067. What's this game called? What do we call this one?
Who is that hero?
Who is the hero? You gotta guess the right hero to attend the night. You cannot be wrong and you gotta kick ass. So now let's see if you can guess right.
Yeah. Omar has backup singers now.
He does.
Awesome.
He does.
All right, how's this one played?
It's very simple. And because it's Thor, I'm sticking strictly with Marvel comic superheroes. Because
well,
Thor,
of course
from Marvel comics.
Ralph,
I didn't want to muddy the waters by starting talking about the DC heroes or other comic books.
Sure.
Other comic book companies.
That's
so
how I do it,
We're going to stay with Marvel. I'm going to give you the secret identity. And then all you need to do is tell me the name of the superhero.
Okay. Secret identity. Then they come
I
up
give
with
the secret identity. You tell me what superhero has that secret identity.
Okay. Got it.
Who is the hero?
So tell me who is the hero.
That's all you have to do. That's
who is
now,
the hero? Yes.
We only have one pair of tickets this time around, so if you get it right, you go into the drawing. Is that,
right.
Have that?
Put you in the drawing, and then we'll call a name out, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Now, keep in mind, these are not like the big ones. I'm not saying Peter Parker, Spider-Man here. I'm not doing these. Are this is for comic book fans. These are you know,
make this difficult.
These are mid-range.
You're gonna make it really work.
No,
to earn Thor tickets.
These are mid. Yes, I am. By the way, because these are red carpet world premiere tickets.
All right.
So I want real comic book fans to go.
All right.
So these are like mid-range heroes. These aren't the big ones.
So in other words, Kevin will know all of them, but not everyone will.
Exactly. That's what.
Okay. I got it.
I don't see that happening. All right. Let's start with Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne.
Morning, boys.
All right, Dwayne, you a comic book fan?
Yep.
All right, let's test you out. Who is the hero? Here's the secret identity.
Who is the hero?
Can I get out the identity now?
What?
Can I get out the identity?
Yes.
Okay. Clint Barton. Clint Barton.
Oh, Clint Barton. Isn't that Hawkman? Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, correct, sir.
Look
Clint
at that.
Barton is Hawkeye.
One's ever heard of Hawkeye before. Well done, Dwayne.
You are a dork. Finally paid off, almost.
We also would have accepted Goliath or Ronan because he had other heroes as well. But Clint Barton is Hawkeye, and Jeremy Renner will be playing him in the Avengers movie.
Oh,
so you got that
going
for it.
That's very impressive, Dwayne. You hang on. You are in the drawing. Let's see what Zion does. Zion, by the way, there's no question
Zion!
He's going to know it, right?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Zion will know. Yeah.
All right, Zion, here's your...
Zion could probably guess before Ralph gives him the clue.
Here's your secret identity. Scott Summers.
Cyclops.
Come on. Don't make it so easy, Ralph. What's wrong with you?
Slam dunk of the X-Men, absolutely. I love these people.
Ray is next on line 3. Hey, Ray, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to tell us who's that hero?
Round up a Garmy.
Who is the hero?
Sorry, here we go. Slow. Here we go, Ray. Dr. Hank Pym.
Ant-Man. And or Giant Man.
Ant-Man or Giant Man or Goliath or Yellow Jacket or the Wasp. Absolutely.
Wow. How can he be Ant-Man or Giant Man? Aren't those two completely
first
different
ends of the
spectrum?
Then he was Goliath, then he was Giant Man, then he was Yellow Jacket, then he was the Wasp. So,
you know, wow.
Why is he so many characters?
He's got a lot of personality problems. Well done, Ray. Congratulations.
Wow.
All right. I got to say, out of all the games we've done, this is not the one that I would have expected a clean sweep among the people. I mean, come on.
These are my people,
and
man.
Just for the record, Beat, I don't know any of them.
They know stuff.
All right, let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Linda.
All right. Joe. Here's your secret identity. Sam Wilson.
The Green Lantern?
Oh, you are not my people, Joe. First of all, Green Lantern is a DC comic book hero. I told you in the beginning
Obviously.
No, I'm sorry. Sam Wilson, the Falcon. Of course, the Falcon.
The first
mainstream black superhero, Captain America's partner, the Falcon, Sam Wilson.
Do you kick Joe out of the Garmy now? Is he not allowed to be in the Garmy?
No, he's allowed to be in the Garmy. He's allowed to be in the Garmy.
All right. Let's try Abraham. And by the way, interesting, no girls calling
that
for
is
the contest.
How dare you, sir?
Abraham, hi.
Hi.
Abraham, here's your identity. Tell me the hero.
Abraham's a firecracker. You want him there.
Matt Murdock.
Daredevil.
All right, well done.
The people who get it right away.
Of course, that was an easy one.
Second. Oh, that was so easy.
I threw up a softball there just to get us back. Just get back on a roll.
Right.
All right, Steve, be honest. You've been listening on hold. How many have you known up till this point?
I think 4 out of 5.
Oh, pretty good.
Well done, Steve.
All right, let's see how you do.
Here's yours. Dr. Hank McCoy.
That'd be the Beast.
The Beast is correct.
That'd be
unbelievable.
The Beast.
Unbelievable.
Don't confuse Dr. Hank Pym with Dr. Hank McCoy, by the way.
Certainly not.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
We just have time for one more. Let's make it King Lee. I wonder if King Lee knows King Zion. King Lee, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play Who's the Hero?
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May, how are you doing?
Good.
All right, King Lee, here's your identity. Frank Castle.
The Punisher.
Well done, King Lee. I wish we had tickets for all these people. They all deserve it.
I watched The Punisher last night. It was not what I expected.
No, that was a completely different hero.
All
right, Dwayne, Zion, Ray, Abraham, Steve, King Lee, all dorks, one and all. However, one of them is going to see Thor. Who is it?
Zion!
Congratulations, Zion.
Thank you very much.
You're going to Thor.
All right.
Thanks for playing the game.
Who is the hero?
I just wish we could fast forward to the end of the show, not because I want to leave, but because I want to talk to Wing, and she's our last guest today, and we're going to be premiering her brand new song. I can't wait for that.
Well, let's play some of her music here. We've got some time here.
We're very busy here. We don't want bad animal voices. Look, I got the wheel right here.
We're going to play Wing. How about we just play Wing instead?
Let's
save everyone some time and some pain and just play Wing.
You're so negative.
The only time I would ever say choose Wing over anything else.
How dare you? She's magic.
Ralph, here's what you don't understand. There are stories in the news that involve animals. Sometimes they're funny stories. Sometimes they're sad stories. They're always interesting stories. And what we do, what Kevin and Bean do, is go beyond the headlines and get that animal on the phone to get the perspective from the animal. That's what happens here. We spin the wheel, and then whatever story it lands on, that's who we call. What makes you think I don't understand how it works?
You
would love it if you understood how it works and how awesome it is.
You always storm out just before you get to the punchline.
Because I don't want to participate in the shenanigans.
But then you miss the punchline. All you get is the setup.
I don't like your tomfoolery.
All right. Here's what's on the wheel. You got Prince, the dog that can't take a hint.
Oh, I want to talk to Prince.
You got Heidi, the cross-eyed possum.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the killer bees that only attack old people.
Okay.
You have the bird cow fish party in heaven.
Take that off the wheel right now.
It might land on that.
What if it lands on that?
It will never land on that. I promise you.
The Finnish Hitler mocking dog.
Oh, I want to talk to that dog too.
I think we may have talked to the sword winged ancient ninja bird, did we?
I don't believe so.
Okay, still on the wheel. And the sad wombat. That needs hugs.
I wonder who put that up there. Hey, where's Cookie? Where's Cookie the ticklish penguin? Where's Cookie? Can't Cookie be on the wheel?
That animal sounds like it's in agony.
I know, that's to me too.
Like it's terrified and in horrendous pain.
Did you watch the video? Little Cookie runs up to get tickled, and she loves it so much. We need to talk to her.
You can do that on the podcast.
All right, here we go.
It's time for the
Wheel is. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad. But Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway.
It's time for the
Wheel
of Bad Voices.
Spin the wheel.
It's not too late to back out of this.
Oh, it is. We just played the theme.
It's not too late.
We just played the theme.
Now we're committed.
We don't have
to. Like a balk now.
That's right.
The runner goes free, so we got to spin it.
Oh, good spin.
Thank you. Felt extra good today. Oh, it's the killer bees that attack all the old people.
I am not going to participate.
Ralph, it's the killer.
Come back. We're going to call the bees.
This is
Ralph.
The good part.
Oh, see, man. This is why he doesn't like the bit, is because he's never here when we get to actually talk to the animals. All right, it's a terrible, terrible story. In fact, I'm sad just reading it, especially since the couple involved are 95, Bill, and 92, Myrtle. They're cleaning
but
out.
But wait, I thought you loved human death.
I don't like old people to be stung to death, though. This is tough. They were cleaning out their hunting cabin at their secluded ranch, along with their son, by the way, who is 67 years old. Their son is 67. Out of nowhere, the bees swarmed in, killing mom and dad. Richard did survive. So what kind of a horrible, horrible animal would do this to nice, sweet old people? We asked producer Dave to line us up somebody to talk to about the story, and I believe we have an animal expert in South Texas on the phone right now. Is that right?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Yes,
hi.
We're calling.
How's
we're calling
it going?
About. We're calling about the killer bees story.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, you're one of the killer bees?
Yeah, I am. I'm the leader of the killer bees. I'm Johnny B.
I wondered what happened to you.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Graham.
So, Johnny, this is a horrible story. Are you responsible for attacking Bill and Myrtle?
Oh, yeah. I took that right out.
Oh, that's horrible. Why would you do that?
Because they're old.
They were 95 and 92, but...
Oh, I hate old people.
Yeah, I do too, by the way.
Well, then I did you a favor.
You did. I'm with you on this.
So how about send a little honey my way?
What were the old people doing to you, though? It sounded like they were just going about your business.
No,
it's not like...
No, they still were just going about our business. The usual old people crap they do that makes you crazy.
Like what?
Well, on the way to the cabin, I was stuck behind this guy for 14 miles, driving slow as ass.
Wait, were you driving?
No, I was flying.
Okay.
I guess I could have gone over.
Why did you just go over?
He's got a big car. I was stuck behind him.
I see. Okay.
And he had his left-hand turn signal on the entire way.
Oh, he had it coming, then.
That's frustrating.
And there was no way to turn left. It just kept blinking. It made me crazy. Not to mention, early that day, I was stuck behind him in the line of the supermarket.
Oh, no.
What's with the coupons at old people? Why do they have coupons so much? He must have had a stack of coupons bigger than my hive.
Wow.
Well, was he extreme couponing? Could
he
you
was
tell?
Extreme couponing. Everything, 10 cents off this, 15 cents off this. All I had was a carton of milk and some ho-hos. And I just wanted to get out of there, and I couldn't get past that guy.
Was he in
and
the speed lane?
I paid with a check.
He paid for the check.
Oh, got a check. That's terrible.
What is with old people and their checks? Give it up.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah,
even
I don't
have a debit card now.
Right, I don't understand.
Tiny little debit card.
I bet it is.
Yes.
So you thought you
from
would kill...
BMA.
So you thought it would be okay to kill this couple because you had some frustration with the run-ins with old people earlier in the day.
He had it coming.
Okay.
And what's with the old people smell?
Well...
It's like old yogurt.
You
can't. I don't like that smell.
All right.
They need to bathe more often or change their skin or
but
something.
How do you change your skin?
I don't know. Molt. What do you people do? I'm not no expert in humans. I don't know what you guys do, but there must be something.
We don't mulch. I know that.
Molt.
Oh, molt.
That's what birds do when they lose their feathers.
I see. Thank you.
Try to keep up,
thank
Kevin.
Thank you, Mr. B.
I'm a bee, and I'm smarter than you are.
That's not a surprise to anyone,
I
though,
got
is
a
it?
Tiny little brain, and I'm smarter than you.
In about 2 years, Kevin will be one of those old people, and he'll be fair game.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be good. Good to talk to you.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 6:53.
You've been in the other room mulching? Is that where you've been?
Yeah.
Mulching, yeah.
Mulched his skin right off.
Mm-hmm.
What about funny man Adam Carolla joining us after the top of the hour on the Kevin Bean Show with This Week in Rage, as we do every Wednesday. And then, even funnier man, if it's possible, Jay Moore will be here, too. That's all coming up. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Wednesday. What's happening?
Oh, here's the thing. You know that saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Right.
Why can't I get my camera? There we go.
Sir?
It wasn't there.
I know.
I did it like nine times and it wasn't there.
I know, no one else knew that.
But I did.
Okay, it's there.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's the line.
That's not true. Especially when you're a celebrity.
Uh-oh.
Olivia Munn was in Vegas this week. Apparently, she spent her evening Tuesday at a Pure nightclub in the Caesars Palace Hotel and Casino. And she was in the VIP section, naturally.
Natch.
With Dana White of the UFC and supermodel Salida Ebanks. And she was drinking and partying and what have you. And apparently, she was a little overserved. On her way out, she made quite the scene as she was screaming and yelling at a group of men and women, about four others.
Oh, good.
Apparently, they had done something to upset her during the course of the evening. Maybe they looked at her wrong when she was in the VIP section. Or
maybe they didn't look at her at all.
Maybe they didn't look at her enough. But according to witnesses, she marched up to these people who were also leaving the club and just started going off yelling and swearing at them in front of the nightclub. "You can go F yourselves," she told the group, saying, "My career will go on, but you're going to have to kiss people's asses for the rest of your lives." One eyewitness said the group tried to calm the belligerent actress. "It's okay, we understand," one woman said nervously. She kept screaming, closing off the tirade with, "I'm rich. I come from a well-off family."
Oh, no. Wow.
Then she stormed off, leaving the group in silence and shock, says one onlooker. So, alcohol brings out the best in some people.
Sure.
And then there's Olivia Munn.
You have made bad choices.
Look, when you're on a show as funny as Perfect Couples, you can afford to make fun of other people because your gifts are so evident. Oh, wait a minute.
Having said that, though, Ralph,
has that show been canceled yet?
You wouldn't want every moment of your Vegas life unveiled either.
No, what I want, but I've never yelled at strangers in Vegas either. I only yell at my friends and loved ones, by the way, in Vegas. So.
That's true.
Yeah. Paul Walker, going to be starring soon in Fast Five, by the way. Who's looking forward to Fast Five? This guy.
Yep.
King of Mexico. King of Mexico is going off in the other room. Can't wait for Fast Five.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, now he's in Emax, too. He's very excited. Paul Walker is segueing from Fast and the Furious to another car movie called Vehicle 19. Just been announced today. He's the lead in this film. Plays a guy who travels to South Africa and finds himself unknowingly transporting a hostage to testify against a corrupt police force in Vehicle 19. I loved that movie when it was The Transporter.
1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
This won't surprise you guys, but I haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies. Is Paul Walker a good actor?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Yeah. For what? For the demands of that particular film?
I know the ladies like him because he's dreamy.
He is a good-looking fella.
Yeah.
More movie news. There will be an Ice Age 4. Thank God.
I was worried about that.
Thank God
squirrel.
Ray Romano will work again because I was worried about him. He must be out of money by now. Oh, wait a minute. He has all money. Queen Latifah, Dennis Leary, John Leguizamo, the entire cast will be returning for the fourth edition of Ice Age. Along with new voices, Wanda Sykes, Aziz Ansari, hip-hop star Drake, Jeremy Renner, and Jennifer Lopez, according to Hollywood Reporter.
Wow.
Pretty good cast.
Does Ray insist on recording his part first?
Oh, I need to go early because they get drunk. They don't like me.
Remember we had the Ray Romano sounded like contest? People were calling doing their impressions.
Oh,
they're all bad.
I don't sound like that, you guys.
Javier Bardem's got a new role. New York Post says that he has landed the really sought-after role in the lead in The Dark Tower. Stephen King's book series, The Dark Tower, is being made into a film and television miniseries. This is an interesting
concept.
It's about
time somebody made a Stephen King book into a movie.
Yes. Ron Howard is developing this. It's going to be a TV miniseries, and it's also going to be a feature film.
TV miniseries, feature film. So the TV miniseries setting
up the prequel for the film. Yeah.
Interesting.
It is kind of a double-barreled shotgun approach. He will be the lead, playing Roland Deschain in the film, and where it is, it's going to propel him into superstardom because there's a huge audience for this book.
All right.
And they're all looking forward to the movie version, and Ron Howard's the guy to do it. And sad news from the punk rock world. We didn't mention this yesterday, but polystyrene is dead. She died Monday night after a battle with breast and spine cancer. She was only 53. For those of you who don't know the name, she was lead singer for X-Ray Specs, which was a legendary British punk band. They got together in 1976 when she was just 18 years old. They recorded one album called Germ-Free Adolescence, which included the band's iconic single, Oh, Bondage Up Yours. And, you know, one of the leaders in the... especially for females when it comes to the punk scene, so... sad news. Spine cancer.
Yeah, Jesus. That's bad.
Today's celebrity birthdays, DJ Casey Kasem is 79 years old today. Long distance dedication going out to Casey. Casey, it's your birthday. We're thinking about you, and we wonder if you can still void your own bladder.
Wasn't he also, was he, wasn't Scooby-Doo. Was he Scooby-Doo?
Was Shaggy.
He was Shaggy.
Shaggy,
right,
Scooby-Doo, legendary yeah. Scooby-Doo cartoons. Like Zoink Scoob.
That's right.
Come on, man. He was also Robin to Batman and Robin in the Super Friends cartoons. Very popular voiceover career he's had. 79 years old today. Ace Frehley of Kiss is 60. Sheena Easton is 52. Singer Patrick Stump, formerly a Fallout Boy, is 27 years old today. And William Mosley, actor from Chronicles of Narnia, is 24. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat.
Linkin Park on the way. Also Weezer and Make Some Noise. The new one from The Bee. Boys, don't leave me hanging, Beer Mug.
He did it.
He didn't. That was pretty good.
It's Mugs.
That's true. It is Mugs. Got to build that in the delay. Hey, Adam Carolla joins us every Wednesday on the Kevin Bean Show. He's on the phone right now. Ace Man, I was trying to think, because I saw you were on Joe Rogan's podcast yesterday. I was trying to figure out how many hours a week are you behind a microphone spewing your BS?
Oh, including this morning?
Yes.
Including this one, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's got to be hours and hours. Although, Joe Rogan, you know, you do that show and he forces you to get super high off that vaporizer thing
sure.
before you do it. So
sure.
then you just, it's really a bizarre, odd, cosmic experience. And the thing about people's podcasts is you go to their house.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's weird because imagine if every time you did an interview, you showed up at the dude's house. Like, if you sat down with Anderson Cooper or John Stossel, and you're like, hey, John, what's happening? And then his kids ran by, and then you're like, oh, that's Mrs. Stossel over there. Or it was like, oh, hey, Anderson Cooper. Oh, no kids. That's Mr. Cooper over there. Either way, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, I do. I was wondering how you did at Rogan's house, because I don't think of you as a pothead. You don't seem like the kind of guy who needs to get high.
I don't. But I will tell you that Joe is covered with tattoos. And basically what Joe does is he takes you to his house.
Right.
And he gives you a tour of the octagon, which he's had installed in his garage.
Excellent.
And then after that, every idea seems like a great idea.
And doesn't he have that that sleep chamber, that floaty thing that he's got that he makes everybody get into?
Yeah.
It's the sense deprivation or whatever that is?
Yeah, he has that thing from the original Tron.
Right, exactly.
That he sleeps in. I was thinking about that octagon. Like, I actually had this idea, which is if you just build a fake octagon cage in your garage, no burglar will ever screw with you.
Well, that's true.
Oh, interesting. Great idea.
And the other idea I had, I should just tack this right onto my list, is I had this idea for fake cauliflower ear.
Oh,
where,
nice.
You know, before you head out to the wrong side of the track,
right.
You tack on your fake cauliflower ear. You just sort of press it on like a fake big nose and glasses. You never mess with a dude with cauliflower ear, do you?
You look at that guy and you go, he's done a lot of wrestling in his time.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to spend a lot of time on the ground.
Yeah.
And, right. And by the way, what am I going to do? Hurt his ears tomorrow?
Right. Adam Carolla joins us Wednesdays on the Kevin Bean Show. You can see him live and on stage tonight at the John Lovitz Comedy Club with special guests. Greg Fitzsimmons. That should be great. Tickets available through johnlovitzcomedyclub.com or adamcarolla.com for details. And don't forget the Wiltern Show coming up with Jimmy Kimmel May 21st and June 4th. That's a Saturday night at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. Every detail available at adamcarolla.com. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, number three, working my way down to number one. Got to write down that fake cauliflower ear idea.
That's a good idea.
It's a good one. Yeah.
I won't mess with a dude who's wearing cap-out sweatpants.
Yeah.
But I see those cauliflower ears. I'm running the other direction.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you on that.
All right. right. Well, everyone knows the royal wedding is coming up. I don't know if you guys heard.
There's a royal wedding?
You know what? It's gotten a little bit of coverage in some of the local papers, but you really got to dig deep. Right behind the obits and somewhere between the used car sales and the obits, you'll find a little blurb about the royal wedding, and we're all caught up, and it's royal wedding fever. And then, of course, that's all led back to Princess Di and what she would have wanted and how she would have wanted it and how the young boys were so young and she died so young. And then that brings back Elton John is banging away on the 88s and whatnot. And then every time I think about this, I can't stop but think about poor Mother Teresa. Poor Mother Teresa spent her entire life helping people covered with disease, and she has the horrible luck of dying the following week after Princess Di died. Nary a word about her.
Yeah.
We're all talking about the saint who was with the guy who was, basically Dodi Afayed, who was, essentially, I don't know, one of the leaders of the OPEC nations, heading to the south of France to do a little booger sugar and some wakeboarding. She dies in the back of a limousine, and that's all we can talk about. But the poor woman who gave her life to the lepers and the orphans, nary a word when her birthday comes and goes.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
She completely got the shiv. She got the shiv in life, and she got the shiv. And by the way, here's the message to the kids. Don't help anyone. The whore will be celebrated every year, and your name will be forgotten, like
that's
dust
true.
In the wind, just because you had the temerity to try to help a few people along the line instead of going out and having fun.
It doesn't pay. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, find a guy who's a hotel baron, hook up with him, and hope his bodyguard doesn't get drunk.
Okay, good.
That's the message to the kids. Also, one of those number two. You know, your society officially has no problems by essentially what makes the news. Like, other news are talking about, hey man, we're out of potable water, or cholera's made a comeback, or
sure.
Hey, here's some. Here's some nets. It'll stop the mosquitoes, and you won't get the smallpox or the scurvy or whatever the hell they carry. We lead the news with the story about the royal wedding, and the next one is, hey, a fat guy from Minnesota is going to play the Affleck Doc.
Right.
This become national news. There's a fat guy from Minnesota who's got the duck gig.
Yeah.
Look out.
He's like a sales manager at a radio station or something, right, Ace?
Yeah, and all I want to do is tell the world, and by the way, this is why the terrorists hate us, right?
Well, yeah,
they're all like, "Hey, man, I'm out of camel chips to burn. I guess we're gonna freeze tonight." And we're like, "Hey, we got a fat guy to play the duck." Duck presses. By the way, he plays the duck, which the company that he represents is some sort of supplemental insurance thing where you get another 2 months worth of free money if you twist your ankle at work. I don't even know what they do. We're still celebrating him.
Right.
And he's fat.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Completely out of problems.
That's true.
Zero problems in the news. And last but not least, and this one's hitting a little bit closer to home, and you guys know who you are, so I'm talking to the folks. Once a month, I take my son to the hot dog train. Now, it's a place called Carney's, but he calls it the hot dog train. I tell him to stop doing it because it sounds pretty gay. You know what I mean?
Hey, it does sound like a movie I don't want to see. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, son, please, you're going to be taken away if you keep talking that way. But we go to the hot dog train, which is Carney's, and we get ourselves a Carney's dog, and Carney's does a good hot dog. They say they do a good hamburger, although I wouldn't know because I don't order hamburgers at places that sell hot dogs. But I won't, if you're in the mood for a burger, get a burger. Only only in L.A. do you get behind asswipes that are ordering the taco salad and the hummus plate and the veggie burger.
Yeah.
And you know what you're doing? You're confusing the poor Mexican chicks behind the counter, because basically what you got going is a conveyor belt for hot dogs. You know what I mean? What do you want? I want the Chicagoan. What do you want? I want the New Yorker dog. I want the Carnage dog. And they're moving everyone right down the line, and then the asshole needs the taco salad.
Yep.
And the poor Mexican chick's got to go to the other train now. Oh, taco salad. I got to go to the other train and get a container for this baby. Oh, you want the veggie burger? You want the hummus plate? I got to go. You buffalo chicken wings? I got to go to the train. I got to get the thing. You hear them calling the thing. Get the wings. Get the, now there's confusion, chaos. Line stops. It's really, literally like the train jumps the track.
Yeah.
Boom. It's like that movie The Fugitive. Boom, off the rails. You know what I'm saying is, you're at Carney's. They serve hot dogs. Get a hot dog. You want a goddamn taco salad? You go down the street to anywhere. Why are you holding up the line with your stupid taco salad at a hot dog joint?
That is an excellent point. Adam Carolla has never met a thing that he can't dislike for some reason. See him on stage at the John Lovitz Comedy Club with special guest Greg Fitzsimmons. That is going to be tonight. And check AdamCarolla.com for all of his podcasts and future appearances. Ace Man, have a great week, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Good job.
So I lost the bet, I guess. I got to give you the $20.
Yeah.
Because I thought Jay Moore would promise he would be here and then just wouldn't show. That's what I was expecting. But here he is. Jay Moore just walked in. Ladies and gentlemen.
I was wondering how long before that would be brought up.
Not long.
Amazing. Sorry I got a job. Sorry I didn't work for a year and then somebody said, hey, come work.
Ladies and gentlemen, funny man Jay Moore in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's the man who promised to be on April Foolishness and decided not to come in at the last minute. But he did have a legitimate reason. It was to make a TV show. So at least the Wounded Warriors understood.
First of all, you have no idea my affiliation with the Wounded Warriors project, Mr. Smarty Pants. Or
correct.
The food bank. Or the
or whoever else we were helping.
No, my personal charities. Or best buddies. Or things I work for and with. Right. Second of all, when Dick Wolf calls, you have to go. Especially
you gotta
when he
go.
Says,
you gotta
hey,
do what he says.
I want you to play Charlie Sheen on the Law and Order Criminal Intent.
All right.
Duh,
let me just
winning.
Let me just say this, Jay, because
excuse me. And by the way, Beaner.
Yes, sir.
My Law and Order Criminal Intent was the fourth episode.
Right.
And now they like it so much, they moved it to the premiere. It's the premiere episode.
I'm very excited. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to get to that in a second. But I just want to put a P.S. on the April Foolishness. We kid because we love Jay. You've always been there for us. You've always been great.
The first thing I said was, how did it go?
And we understood what happened with you. And I will tell you this. The April Foolishness was great this year. You were missed, but I'm telling you, your compadres really stepped up. And it was a fantastic show. We had a great time. But having said that, we'd love to have you next year.
Put me down for next year.
Put you down for next year. Unless
Dick
Wolf
calls. Pen or pencil?
Pen.
All right. All right.
Bro, so let's not forget, I came in studio to promote nothing just to go, holy smokes, that was fun. I was promoting stuff posthumously.
I know you were.
The show was over, and they were setting up for, like, Enrique Iglesias the following night, and I'm in here going, wasn't that fun?
No, we're straight up with you, Jay, so don't worry about that.
Straight
but listen,
up, now tell me this meaning on you and me
this,
forever.
Is that
this
Paul Abdul?
Bet your balls
sure
are Paul
I would not bet them, no.
This Law and Order, this is a class franchise here. This is a big deal to be an actor on Law and Order, right? I mean, these are heavyweights.
Yeah.
No, wait. I thought Law and Order was one of those that kind of went in. You had to. It has a through line. How do they move yours up?
Because they rip it from the headlines, Kevin.
Right. So then,
I got.
So, so it's not in an order.
No, they don't have a through line. That's like Lost and all those long, weird, you know, Heroes and all those Hayden Panettiere shows that they do. Whoever's married to Klitschko, that's her show.
Okay. Law and Order is they solve the crime every episode.
That's good of you.
Yeah.
How did you figure that out? You've been reading TV Guide.
I have, as a matter of fact.
Wow. All right. Law and Order is where they
solve it every time.
That's Bean's summation of the franchise, the 20-year franchise of
there's
Law and Order.
And then there's order. Now, tell me why you think they thought of you to play a crazy, unhinged actor who has a drug problem.
Hard to say. Hard to say. I don't really know. I mean, I don't do drugs. I'm unhinged.
There was a day, though.
Unhinged like a fox. But I'll tell you this. Here's my problem with Charlie Sheen. First of all, when I was a child, goddesses, In my mind, they were way hotter. They weren't like a couple of fives you pull out of the San Fernando Valley, Bob's classy lady. These are potheads with acne and parkas, and he's just rolling around calling them goddesses, and we all buy it. These are nasty, dirty skanks.
Yeah.
Hey, these girls that Charlie Sheen is running around with are dirty, dirty whores.
Was that your Norm MacDonald? That was good.
That was my Pacino.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Charlie, I noticed that on your tour bus there, you got these goddesses, you know, and they look to me like dirty, dirty whores. That's not a goddess at all, Charlie.
But at least he's paying $30,000 for them.
That's not a goddess. That's a dirty, dirty whore.
That is a great Norm MacDonald.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Eric.
He was just in here a couple of weeks ago, by the
what?
Way.
We hadn't, what the hadn't, H?
He was just in here, and he's hilarious, first of all, but sure. Also a little hard to track, a little hard to follow when you're having a conversation with him.
Well, it's one thing, you know, being a... What the H? The other thing with Charlie Sheen that I took umbrage with was when he said... AA is for losers and trolls and weaklings, and sure. It has a 5% success rate. And I thought, well, how do you get 5% considering the second A stands for anonymous, you moron? It's not like Alcoholics Anonymous rolls out quarterly spreadsheets to the IRS because there's no money coming or going. There's no dues.
Here's how we're doing.
And they go, here's everybody that came in. These are the people that quit. These are the people that stayed. Charlie Sheen's father, by the grace of God, is sober because of an organization called...
A-A. Alcoholics Anonymous.
All right. Charlie Sheen is the captain of Cracktown because he quit.
Yeah, AA.
That's 50%.
Yes.
In your home. How did you crackily whittle that number down to 5, you moron?
Jay, we were taking bets on how many live shows he would do because I thought...
Somehow he's pulling it off.
I thought he would
I think Jeff Ross was like the magic elixir in the middle of the tour.
Why did he do that?
For the why? Because he's for the... Publicity? I would have done it.
No.
Duh, winning. Somebody took Charlie Sheen's brain and replaced it with a bitchy 12-year-old girl's. Duh. Winning. Now listen to my voice change. Duh. That's because they're all weaklings. That's because they're trolls. It's all how you perceive it. Duh. Winning. Duh. Whatever. Winning.
So did you play it as a male or a female? On,
I played it as a male, but okay. I was actually a fashion designer named Niall Bright.
Is that true?
On Law and Order?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess they didn't want to hit it too much on the head, you know?
Okay.
But I was out of control, and I go public with my rant, my violent torpedo of truth. In the trailer, I say, I'm going to go public and tell my public my truth. And then Catherine Herbe says, you're a train wreck.
When does this air? When's the first
May
episode?
May 1st, Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. 4 days after.
Thursday night, when you're playing.
Bro, Brea is a tough room to
Brea.
Fill. Why is it Irvine? They just I come in here, I say, Irvine, you got to add a show. And then Brea... It's like where white guys with red hair have like Mexican flags on the back of their pickup trucks. It's a confusing town, Brea. Just white guys with red hair named Rusty are like driving up the street listening to Tone Loc. Like it's like they're frozen in the 80s and they're in the wrong country. They're like, hey, what's up, Holmes? There's a bunch of Asian guys in lowered Hondas acting like Puerto Ricans. I can't get a pulse on La Brea.
How many shows are you playing in La Brea?
I'm doing one. You know, it's like a little secret show.
Okay.
A quick Thursday. I'm in, I'm out.
All right.
Are you saying tomorrow night you're going to be at Brea? Is that what you're saying?
That is, yeah. I didn't really think of it through.
Yes, it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. And then your Law and Order's on Sunday.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. We need to take a break.
I'm going to love you come rain or come shine. Happy together. Unhappy together, April Foolishness 2013. 12, what is it?
12. 12.
No, I'm in the 13. I'm getting Lisa May pregnant.
Yes, you
right,
are.
Right now?
Right now you're pregnant. I see you. You got a food baby.
Ever
eating cornbread. She my kind of girl, eating cornbread at 7:30 in the morning.
Ever since Funny Man Jay Mohr started doing his Tracy Morgan impression for us, we can only refer to him now as Jay Mohrs. Or off the air.
Morgan Grant, call me.
Yeah, you are now full-time Jay Mohrs, and you can see the great Jay Mohrs on stage at the Brea Improv this Thursday night. For one show only, for one night only, trust us, you definitely want to be there, and this Sunday night is going to be, Sunday night is May 1st, is going to be your Law and Order. Here's what it says according to Deadline.com. Here's Jay's character. Oh.
A rock star fashion designer whose every creation turns to gold. His bad boy reputation of cocaine benders and call girl parties only skyrockets his career and mints him as the lovable rogue in the real world.
Aw, you're a lovable rogue.
Are there any reviews yet, Bean?
No, this is just a synopsis.
Come on, Beaner, get your head out of here.
Come on, Bean.
It's just a synopsis. I don't know. What's it like going in on a show like Law & Order that's had people who have been on the show forever that they're all kind of a team? Do they welcome you as a guest star?
They were very welcoming, but I got to tell you, I was more intimidated being on, because it is my favorite show of all time.
It is. It was before.
Oh, really?
Criminal Intent is my, not, I love SVU, but Criminal Intent, I love Criminal. Remember Jamie Sheridan, the captain, wore an eye patch for like half a season and they never explained it? I got the answer to that.
What was it?
But you didn't even remember.
No, I didn't. But I don't keep up with that show.
I don't watch Law & Order.
Bean's watching Cats 101 on the Animal Planet.
Yes.
Puppy Wars or whatever. He had Bell's palsy. He had like a face thing that happened.
No kidding.
But
oh, really?
I went on and I was more intimidated to do Law & Order Criminal Intent than I was like when I worked with Pacino.
Oh my God.
Because you go, well, he's just a guy. I'll break his chops. And, you know.
You think that about Pacino? Just you'll break his chops?
Well, we're still friends.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, Jay, why are you going to bring that up? Why are you going to bring it up on Kevin and Bean? That's all. Oh, I love Bean. He's a good-looking man. When did my voice change?
That's
because
awesome
back
Pacino.
In the day, I used to talk like this. I used to say, we're Vietnam veterans. Killing don't mean nothing to us. And right around here, I start talking like this. Oh, Kevin, you're so naive. A foghorn leg on. God is an absentee landlord, Kevin.
I don't know what that means.
That's what he says in the Devil movie.
That was a good movie. When you're friends with Pacino, does that mean that sometimes the phone rings and Al Pacino's on the other end of the line?
Actually, I'll let you in on Super Showbiz Inside
yes.
stuff.
Yes,
he's really like my only Lisa Standing. That's how impressive this story is.
Yeah.
This is my only like showbiz real like friend from showbiz. Otherwise, they're all just comics.
It's Al Pacino.
Yeah, but I started getting calls like Al would go, what are you doing? I miss you. Come by the house. The kids will play. And then I would just go to his house on Beverly and we would hang out and he would talk to me. Because I was the only person that would tell him no. Like, that's terrible. Like, he would show me something and go, what do you think of this? And I go, it's really bad. And go, oh, everyone told me it was good.
Everybody else lies to him and tells him what
Yeah, and I'm like, this is horrible. You can't do this. You have got to put costumes on and act it out. You can't just do a reading of Salome. It's like absurd. With local actors, you know what the word local actors means? It means awful actors.
Does he have bad choices? Does he make bad choices? Or
you know, I don't think so. I love like Insomnia. And here's the thing with Pacino. And I'll get back to the original point. Like guys like De Niro, they become like a series of tics.
Right.
Like they just do De Niro. Pacino, if you see him in the worst movie, like that Roost, when he, Righteous Kill, it's him and De Niro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even in that hunk of piles, and I've been in steaming piles of garbage before, so I can say this liberally.
Right.
In that steaming pile of garbage, he's still digging and getting to the root. You could still see a guy working his tail off looking for it, whereas De Niro's just walking around going, I think we should arrest him. Maybe a little bit. Nah, Billy, you got a little out of line yourself. Nah, right away, Jimmy, getting fresh. We used to call back and forth. And then one day I got a call. I go, hey, Jay, it's Patrick from Al Pacino's office. He was wondering if you can come by. And then I didn't call back because I was like, And then about another couple of days go by and it was, hey, Jay, it's Patrick from Al Pacino's office. And I was like, why is Patrick calling me?
Right.
Like, just...
Talk to assistants. Is that what you said?
I talk to assistants, but we've already established, like, it was just so easy. It was a very easy thing. And my wife said, you got to stay in touch with him because you keep him tethered. And he's...
That's a lot of pressure.
He's just Al Pacino. He's not going to, like, Kings games with buddies. He's like this guy that's created this, you know, what is he? He's this actor that does other people his whole life.
Yeah.
And then you just sit on a porch with him having coffee and you tell him stupid jokes and he likes it. So, oh, Jay. He let all our secrets out of the bag. Are you going to be at the Brea Improv telling everybody how good you look?
Does he ask for your impression of him?
No, I can't. I don't really do it that good. I think I do it okay, and then I hear other guys do it, and I'm just speechless at how great they are.
Ralph does a great Pacino.
He does.
He really does.
He really does.
Can I hear it? It makes me so happy.
I think he's smoking.
He's probably smoking, yeah.
He's got the showbiz beat coming up, though. Maybe you can stick around, Jane. You guys can do a Pacino
celebrity
off.
Celebrity birthdays, Ralph. I did Morgan Freeman by accident on stage.
By accident?
I was talking about David Caruso and CSI Miami and how... And when they play The Who through the sound speakers, I go, black people, nothing? Like, this really does nothing for you. Won't get fooled again by The Who. I go, you got to imagine. This is like, television-wise, this is white person heaven. It would be as if there was a black detective, like Morgan Freeman's a detective, and to go to commercial, they play Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's the equivalent. Be like, well, I guess this is what happens when the driven get taken for a ride. Audio! You would never miss an episode.
That's true.
Andy Dufresne crawled through a river, came out the other side. Kevin and Bean, I'm Morgan Freeman. You're listening to 106.7 K-Rock.
I would watch Morgan Freeman in anything.
Sure.
He's one of those guys.
All right, listen. We have to take a break right here. Jay Moore is going to be at the Brea Improv on stage tomorrow night for one night only, for one show only. Go to improv.com to get those tickets. And Jay's episode of Law & Order Criminal Intent airs this Sunday night. I've not ever seen the Criminal Intent, but Jay, I will definitely watch this weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing
it. He plays Sherlock Holmes. He knows everything.
And is it true it's on the USA Network? Is that where this program appears?
Yes, sir.
At 9 p.m. Sunday night. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up right
after
this.
You want to hear my impression of Sam Waterston, Your Honor?
Sure.
Every time I make a point in the courtroom, I wiggle my bangs a little bit. Is that what we're doing with the Constitution, Your Honor?
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 7:53.
Our friend Rob Dyrdek from the Fantasy Factory joins us right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In the meantime, Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, have you met Law & Order's Jay Morris?
I have. I'm a huge fan.
Sorry. Hey,
what's going on over there, Kevin?
Hitting the wrong button. We were bragging about your Al Pacino.
It's not that good.
I'm sure it's better than mine, Ralph.
It's funny, but it's not that good.
But mine's not good at all. Mine's good until you hear someone else's.
Oh, Jay Moore! Come on now.
That sounded like Al Morgan.
I'm going to get you pregnant. Jay Moore, very talented man, but he scares me. Come on now.
That's a pretty good Pacino, Jay.
I told you, I'm obsessed with Pacino impressions now.
Now let me hear yours again, Jay. Because
are we going to do the showbiz beat? I would like to hear that. Who doesn't?
That's also very good.
Who are you?
That's pretty good.
Why am I chewing gum? Who is that guy at the showbiz?
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Look at this.
He's good.
This is a radio show now. We got a radio show. We're doing radio. We're getting it out on the airwaves.
The funniest part is...
To Pacino.
Both of our eyes.
Their faces, are exactly the same. It's so funny.
Welcome to the voice without doing the eyes, without the face.
Welcome to Pacino in the morning.
If you do Pacino without the face, you're dead inside. That would be so bizarre. Someone just stared straight ahead and said, "Come see Jay Moore at the Brea Improv tomorrow night." That was my whore way of getting a stupid plug in. What a jerk.
No, that was sweet.
You know what? I'm on timeout.
What else is going on, Ralph?
The man can plug.
Speaking of plugs, look at my orange hair.
Oh, yeah. And my skin.
It's orange, Ralph.
Oh, come on now with the spray tan.
Ooh. Ooh. I wish I did any voices. I would love to play in your little game, but I just can't.
All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? Jim Carrey's losing it. He's going to be the next Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
Boing.
Jim, apparently, who has a history of suffering from depression, by the way, is apparently off the rails, according to friends. Recently had a party at his house with three different women, a lot of pot and booze, apparently, and randomly just started painting the walls of his home. Thought that was a good idea about halfway into the party. Got one of the women there to cover herself in paint and roll around for him.
Okay.
That sounds all right with me.
That's your next role in the Law and Order.
That's right.
Like, don't you want a 20
million... Jim Harry. Jim also showed up at a party recently that had an aquatic theme in an entire scuba suit, and he was breathing through the oxygen tanks and the regulator at the party.
Okay.
Look, he's got that kind of money.
He seems like he would be a tiring person to be around.
Jim?
Yeah. When you say that in my presence, I'm very flattered.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it would be really a bummer. Because he's always on.
Yeah, he's never relaxed,
always
right?
Just on, trying to be the head of the party, you know?
Yeah.
Don't need that.
Lindsay Lohan was on Jay Leno last night in a taped interview.
Ugh. Why'd they tape it?
Because, whatever.
I guess she needed to have approval or something.
It's because she's too cool and high and mighty to go to the Valley.
She felt kind of numb, she said, after being sentenced to 120 days behind bars for her probation violation.
That can happen.
She said the 480 hours of community service was a wake-up call. But she said she's a big girl who's taking responsibility for her actions. Well, if that was the case, she wouldn't have walked out of a jewelry store wearing a necklace around her neck, I think. Do we have a little tape of Lindsay on the Leno? I asked for that. I don't know if we have it.
I like a big girl.
Yes, we do, Ralph.
Doodoo pamper. Huggies number 11.
We do or we don't? If we don't, that's cool. Just tell
but if we do, could we play it? Could somebody say something?
And I'll move along. Yo, step your game up.
Tell me we don't and I'll move on. If we do, then we'll play it.
We do. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I've made a lot of poor decisions in the past, and I'm dealing with the consequences of those decisions. And I know that I have to work to gain the respect back. And I'm willing to do the work that I have to do to follow through with being an actress. That's what I love. Being young and being in the position that I was in.
We've heard her say this three times already.
Yes.
It's like addicts bore the S out of me because they're so freaking common. You know, I'm going to really do the work. That's what you said last.
Sorry, Lindsay.
What just happened?
That's the last time. That's what you said last time, you drunken dope. I'm so sick of addicts. They think they're so they're so common. You're just like every other addict. It's only a 5% success rate anyway.
That's right. That's what I heard. That AA doesn't
what
work.
A recruiting pitch. I'm sure AA was thrilled to let them. Oh, that was the other thing. I'm sorry. As Charlie Sheen said that AA was founded by a guy, Bill W., who did LSD every day of his life. Really? I don't think you can cobble the 12 steps together, tripping your balls off. It'd be like step one, sky. You wouldn't be able to cobble together that concise and cool of a 12-step
step
program.
Step two, watch the music.
Whoa. Dickie Betts, underrated, step four.
He said he was, did he say Bill W. was a chronic liar, too?
He's a plagiarist.
Plagiarist and a liar.
And, he's just, what are you going to say about that wacky Chuck Sheen? Winning, duh.
Tired of him.
Apparently he did very well in Houston this week. Last night, his My Violent Torpedo of Truth tour was at the Houston. I don't know where he played in Houston, but he was there in Houston. Showed up in a Houston Astros jersey. The audience went crazy.
Hacks.
Kiss up.
Yeah, a bunch of hacks. And Jeffrey Ross, who is now a regular on the tour.
Really?
Showed up on stage as well. Tour continues tonight in Dallas, Texas. I just hope Charlie drives by a book depository.
Nice.
Yeah, reaching back for that.
We are through the looking glass, people. This is a coup d'etat. Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Oh, out of time already. Look at that. We've got yes.
Because of my big mouth.
No, what's this fine. One? Olivia Munn. You want to talk about Olivia Munn for
the
a minute?
The not hot Olivia Munn that everybody acts like is hot?
She's pretty hot.
I disagree with you respectfully, Jay.
She's pretty hot.
All right, you guys aim for the middle, attaboys.
That's you've known that
he's got Catherine. We were talking about Catherine McPhee.
McPhee, yeah.
Her like that's a sexy, beautiful girl.
Agreed.
Yes. Olivia Munn just looks like some broad you'd see at the mall at the makeup counter.
Well, I don't go to the mall enough then.
That's because you've changed.
Poor Kevin used to go to the mall.
Sorry. Olivia apparently had a drunken rampage in Vegas this week.
But haven't we all?
She's Chinese. You can't mix Chinese and booze and gambling. They go bananas. And then they spit in the street.
Pai gao.
She was outside Pure Nightclub at Caesars and went off on a group of people who were also leaving the nightclub. No word on what they did to cheese her off, but she was screaming at them outside. Onlookers watched dumbfounded as she said, "You can go F yourselves. My career will go on, but you people are going to have to kiss people's asses for the rest of your lives."
I speak from experience, Olivia Munn. Careers really don't go on and on. Sometimes you got to get a shovel and really start digging. You got to put your back into it right around 38 years old.
One of the ladies in the group tried to calm her down by saying, "It's okay, we understand," but she would have none of it and continued screaming, "I'm rich. I come from a well-off family," Olivia continued.
Wow.
She added, "I'm really not that hot. I look like a girl who works at the makeup counter at the mall."
She said that?
Yeah,
she's a Chinaman.
That's weird.
Is she half Chinaman or full Chinaman?
I think she's half.
Is she like full, like worked on the railroad Chinaman?
No, I don't believe. No. In fact, I don't believe the Chinese have worked on the railroads in some time.
Is she? Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't work on the metro line?
No, I don't believe they were working there.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Would have been done quicker. Today's celebrity birthdays.
As Al Pacino, please. I can't.
Oh. Happy birthday. Sheena Easton. Come on now.
Step inside my sugar walls.
Oh, my baby takes the morning train.
Ace Frehley, guitarist for Kiss, is 60 years old today.
Christine, 16, yeah.
And legendary DJ Casey Kasem is 79 years old. We have a little piece of Casey, don't we? We have Casey recording.
Is Don on the phone?
Why is everything a surprise to you?
Is Don on the phone?
Have you ever worked
on the
show?
I also want those pictures I was promised. Is Don on the phone? That dedication of a dog dying.
That's what we're going to play.
Yeah. No, I knew they weren't ready, so I just had it for you.
I appreciate it.
All right, here you go.
Here's Casey.
Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is the last goddamn time I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Yeah, rest in peace, Snuggles.
You know what's amazing is the up-tempo record was probably like, Don't You Want Me.
Hello by Lionel Richie.
I long to see sunlight.
What was that video about? A blind girl doing sculpture of Lionel Richie's face?
Remember, she was sculpting
his face. But she doesn't know who he is?
No. She got him down, though. She did a good job.
She did a good job. Man. That's true.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. He's Jay Mora. We walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. We've lost complete control of everything.
Jay, somebody has to escort Jay out.
All right, Mike, go for a second. Jay, go with Mike.
Brain
there you go.
Brain improv. I'm going to get Orvis Grant pregnant.
Okay, thank you.
All I know, and I'm having trouble following this conversation, is that Jay Mora has his shirt off.
Right.
And he's screaming, come on, shut up, Bean. It's not the Kevin and Bean show, which I don't really even understand what that's about.
And I don't even know why he took off his shirt. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know either. All right, is he gone or are we safe
he's
now?
He's gone. We're safe. Well, he's out of the studio for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rob Dyrdek time.
There you go.
How you doing? I'm Rob Dyrdek. I didn't go my senior year of high school and moved to California to pursue professional skateboarding.
I kept messing up and screaming, F-.
These guys started DC Shoes and asked me to come aboard, and that's when I really started getting into shoe design.
I want to say I get extreme all day, every day, because I'm extreme!
I had a skate shop that lasted about 3 months. That was kind of where I first discovered stay out of retail. Started a hip-hop label.
I like to bring joy. I live a pretty good life. Being in a position to help others live their dream is a great position. Welcome to Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Which is really a show about nothing, and it's so much fun on MTV. Season 4 of Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory can currently be seen Monday nights at 8. We're always happy to welcome Rob back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Rob, I understand you've been up all night, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, this is just, you know, this chaotic life I live. And again, nothing blows my mind harder than your hardcore intro, little sound bites. thank you for leaving out the cocaine one this time. Thank you.
Sure. We try to mix it up, dude.
We'll put that one back in, I mean, if that would make you happy. No?
No, I'm good. I guess you followed it up with, I quit high school.
Right, exactly. So, Rob, very exciting. Fantasy Factory Season 4 up and running. It looks like you guys are having a lot of fun this year, and it's great to see Big Black back on my TV.
Yeah, I mean, I think more than anything, you are absolutely right. We just sort of transitioned into doing nothing.
Yeah,
like
it's
just more like, what could we do that's just crazy? Man, let's form a dodgeball team. Like, now it's just more like random-ass dudes drive up to the building. Man, let's form a band. Like, it's kind of turned into that.
The band was funny, but the dodgeball was the funniest because of your receptionist who...
Chanel.
...took it in the face three times. Brutal face shots with the ball. One of them was from you.
You want to know what? As much as it looks like I kicked that right into her face.
You did.
Point blank range.
That's what happened.
I really was trying to kick it past her. But then when I think about it in my head, why would you be trying to kick it past her? Like, that doesn't
make any sense either.
Like, where are you kicking the ball to?
She got hit in the face so hard, Bean, that she said, I can't feel my face. And so
Rob, sad.
Right. So then Rob, as a follow-up to that, kicked it right in her face. Because she I guess Rob figured she can't feel her face already, so he gets a free one.
Hey, Rob, but I'm going to tell you right now, when that thing exploded her helmet off of her head,
yeah,
as bad as we felt, we could not stop laughing. It was like the most insane thing ever.
I rewound and watched that about 10 times because it made me laugh every single time. A poor girl.
But let me ask you this, Rob, because you're clowning around and you're having fun and you're living your dreams and all that, but you also live in the real world. And so does MTV. What kind of paperwork do employees of the Fantasy Factory have to fill out in order to start working there? I imagine they have to sign away rights to ever sue you for anything ever, right?
That is 100% accurate.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because the workman's comp insurance, can you imagine what the workman's comp insurance would be like in a place like Dyrdek's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to know what? It's completely very unreasonable, but well worth it just in case.
Just in case, right. You have to pay a ton of dough, I imagine, in all kinds of different insurances.
I mean, not only that, but it's less about someone that's in front of me that we're doing something. It's more that random person that ends up there late night with drama or something weird like that. That really,
yeah, that's what I was thinking about, because people walk into the Fantasy Factory and they go, oh, I want a skateboarder, I want a go-kart, or I want to, you know, play basketball or something like that. I mean, there's lots of different things to do there that everybody thinks they're good at. And I imagine people are just falling down all the time.
Well, not only that, it's, you see it on TV and it's like, oh, I could ride the bike into the foam pit, you know, and had a handful of rappers really hurt themselves, and we've had a lot of professional athletes go into that foam pit that just makes me sick to my stomach each and every time.
Yeah.
I don't ever want the news release of like a career down for 6 months this season because of doing a bike flip at the Fantasy Factory.
This is the voice of our friend Rob Dyrdek on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about Fantasy Factory Monday nights at 8 on MTV. Now, I'm sure that the world will pause for the 30 minutes that the episode airs where Justin Bieber makes an appearance.
He already appeared. That was the first episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, what? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was
and it's on at 10:30, man. What's 8 o'clock, man? There ain't no MTV show on at 8 o'clock.
This is what I'm reading. This is what Producer Dave tells me.
There's never been anything on air at 8 o'clock in history.
All right. Well, I'm glad you corrected us on that. Good. So 10:30 Monday nights. That's great. So tell me about the Biebs, because I didn't see that one, but I know I can go to the website and watch it now that I know it's already aired. What was that all about? How did that happen?
I mean, that was just more than anything. He had actually came to like one of the Street League training facilities last year, and I was like, let's do an episode of you just getting sketchy. Like, and I had actually conceptualized this super ridiculous episode about him being a unicorn and just got his wings, and he was eventually going to sprout his horn, and I was never going to be able to talk to him again because there's a handful of unicorns on the earth, you know, like Tiger Woods and Michael Jackson, different people at different times, and basically to help influence him on how he needs to spend his money by being the first dude with a space station and having flying cars and all this stuff. And it ended up like, you know, he could only come down for a couple hours before he went on that world tour, and just got him going so nutty, you know, from every last, from flying into the foam pit to biking into the foam pit, got him pulled into the foam pit.
See, like, that's what I was hoping he would go down. I wanted to see that headline: Bieber dies in foam pit, Dyrdek to blame.
And he had like, you know, like all of his people in there, and you know, in the other room saying, put a helmet on him. Put a helmet. Producers tell me they're saying you got to put a helmet on. I'm like, dude, you want to wear a helmet? He's like, nah. I'm like, good enough for me. Let's go.
well,
a pretty little face, man. But he's a tough kid. And I know from hanging out with him how he would go in there and go crazy because he is a tough little kid. And like, the producers kept saying, what are you going to try to get him to do? What are you going to try to get him to do? I kept saying, oh, I don't even know. I just will hang out because I knew when he got there.
Right.
That he would go, I could get him to do anything. You know what I mean? Like, I know that he would go crazy. Like, if I told them what I wanted him to do, that I wanted him to jump a go-kart into the foam pit or pull him in on a skateboard into the foam pit right before his world tour, would have never happened.
Yeah, you don't tell his people anything.
Right, right. Oh. Yeah, because once people get in there, they just want to have fun. Exactly. And Rob's a fun guy to hang out with. So, yeah, he can talk about anything. That's awesome. All right. Listen, we're almost out of time here, Rob, and I know you want to get to bed. So Fantasy Factory, 10:30 Monday nights, and then on MTV, of course. And then you also have another MTV show starting in June 9th, called Ridiculousness. And this is you doing what?
It's sort of like a modernized America's Funniest Home Videos is the easiest way to describe it, but it's more just like me and my friends watching it and then packaging it in ridiculous stuff. But it's all the stuff, the videos of the stars, you know what I mean? It's like I talk for like 10 seconds in between watching a full package of the best stuff, you know?
Sweet.
So
awesome.
It's really high-paced and just absurd, you know?
Sounds like fun.
But beyond that, you know, my big thing is May 7th, May 8th on Mother's Day, live Street League on ESPN. The second season of Street League kicks off, and bigger than ever, we got live webcast on StreetLeague.com on Saturday of the qualifying, and then live on ESPN, 4 p.m. Eastern, the big kickoff to season two.
You need to have more going on. You need to have more going on. You're a slacker.
You know what I mean? Then I'd have to sleep more.
Exactly. All right, go to deerdick.com to keep up with all of Rob's shows. Always great to talk to you, man. Get some sleep. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys.
Dude, what do we have to do here?
To make him leave?
What calls Charles the security guy?
What do we have to do?
Do it. I'm going to get you pregnant.
Jay Moore, tomorrow night, Brea Improv.
Yeah, make a reservation. Oh. You could have a baby. All
right. Okay. Right, we can't get him to leave. Help. We need to put out a help. It is 8:28.
You're listening to the Kevin DeBean Show on a Wednesday. Wing joins us next hour here on the Kevin DeBean Show, and a very special guest who happens to star in a Twilight movie coming up in about 10 minutes or so. First, though, we don't have much time here, but we had a conversation off the air that I need to get. I need to take down your official responses to this question. Earlier today, we were talking about a news story. About a very tragic story about a couple that was killed by killer bees. Remember, we were talking about William Steele, 95, his wife Myrtle, 92. They died in Texas. They were attacked by killer bees and they died. Now,
they're killer bees. They're just doing what they do.
That's what killer bees do. Absolutely. I get that. I know that. You can't blame the bees.
All right.
Having said that, though, I looked at the story, and you know me, I'm a positive person. You know me, I'm nothing but an optimist. You know me, I always see the glass half full. You know that. I thought, you know what? It's a horrible way to go. I mean, that last hour of Bill Steele, 95-year-old, that last hour of his life was the worst thing that ever happened to him. But he was 95 years old.
Right.
I would make that trade. I would agree. I would sign a paper right now to agree to be killed by killer bees. That's how I would die if I knew that I was going to live to be 95 years old. It would be worth it. That's a decent trade-off.
You don't think you're going to live to 95 anyway?
Well, I mean, look, I don't have any way of knowing, but statistically, the odds are against it. Most people don't get anywhere near that old.
Hmm.
I mean, people
especially
die
when
all...
you live the way
I'm not
lives.
Making that deal. That's true. That's a good point.
You're not making that deal?
I'm not making that deal because I think I'll live that long anyway, and then I won't have to be killed by bees.
Well, look, it's a positive to not be killed by bees.
Dude, I've been stung. I forgot to even bring this up. I was in high school. I was doing landscaping. And we were trimming some palm trees, and there was a wasp nest on the underside of a branch, and I didn't know it, and I grabbed the branch, and I got attacked by wasps. I mean, all my legs were covered in stings, and I ended up going to the hospital. It was horrible. That's not the way you want to go.
How many bees do you think stung you?
They were wasps, and I think there were probably 20 to 30 stings.
Wow.
But I'm saying that's not. I'd rather give up 10 years of life.
Right, but what if you got spine cancer? Is that better? Is that a better way to go?
Spine cancer?
Yeah.
I think so. What? Those are my only two choices?
I'm just saying. Anything
well,
could happen.
But I think what Lisa's saying is the other obituary that we talked about today was the lead singer of X-Ray Specs that Ralph talked about in Showbiz. She was 53 years old and she had spine cancer. Now, you've got a choice. Do you want to die of spine cancer, which isn't being stung by bees, but die at 53? Or would you rather have the guarantee of living to be 95 even though you knew you were going to die by bees?
But those aren't the only choices.
They aren't. I'm just saying something equally horrible could kill you eventually, and slowly and painfully.
Necessarily.
But here's the example that I brought up when I first saw the story and said he was 95. I would rather die by bees at 95 than die peacefully in my sleep at 61. You know what I mean? With no pain whatsoever, with no trauma.
You're crazy.
But be 61. You don't think it'd be worth the hour of pain with the bees if you could live an extra 34 years?
No, because those 34 years are going to suck.
They're going to be
the worst 34 years of your life.
What are you basing this on?
You're going to be 80 and you're going to be 85 and you're not going to be able to get around. You're going to drive
and you're
poorly.
You're going to smell funny.
You're going to smell. And you're going to have all kinds of health problems. I don't want to be alive that long.
How cranky is being going to be
no
by then?
Kidding. You need to go in your sleep at 61.
It sounds to me like you want to go before you get old.
I do.
That's why this is not appealing to you at all.
I think you know that's true of me.
But there's so little life. Look, you go around one time, most
right
people believe, and whatever you do here on this earth, that's all you get to do. And
you've
I
never
just
been
am not
stung by bees. You just go, oh, yeah, that hour, nothing. It's no big deal.
I'm
it
not
is a big deal.
It's nothing. All right. So just if I'm keeping track, if I'm writing down the paperwork here.
Right.
So, Kevin, you are not going to take the deal. So deal or no deal, you say no deal.
No deal, dude.
All right, Lisa May, deal or no deal?
I am not taking
no
that deal.
You're not taking the deal either?
No.
Why?
Because I also think that I will live to a ripe old age, but I just couldn't get it out of my mind my whole life that that's going to happen to me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to worry about it for 50
but
years
I
from now, though.
Would
even
worry
if you
about
knew
it
about
for 50
it.
Minute, 50 years.
I wish Killer Bees would take you right now.
All right, how about you, Beer Mug?
You know what that's like? I mean, I'm going to say no deal, but you know what it's like living that long, then getting taken out like that? Ordering a delicious meal. And then the waiter coming up for dessert, giving you dessert and saying, here's a plate of poop. Eat poop for dessert after your wonderful meal.
Right, you're saying it's
you
a terrible postscript on a life is what
yeah
you're saying.
Okay, that's not
right
the way to go.
All right, well, I'm taking the deal. Well, so I got bad news for you people. I'm going to be around for another 50 years.
I hope the bees come early.
Listening to the Kevin Bean Show on a Wednesday, new music from and an interview with Wing, New Zealand songbird Wing, coming up next hour, and the great punk legend Henry
blah, blah,
Rollins.
Blah,
joins
blah,
us.
Blah, blah.
What are you talking
about? Mr. Radio Man, listen to me. I talk to everybody.
Wing is
on an island, blah, 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 whatever.
That is the voice of our friend Rob Pattinson from the Twilight films joining us in studio. Hey, Rob, how
watch
are you, man?
Watch how loosely you throw around the word friend. Prick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
You've been on the show a lot of times. I guess it was
who's
just a showbiz.
Who's this hooker over
thing
here?
That's Lisa May.
Lisa May.
Let me tell you something. I would wreck you with Knob Pattinson right
what's
here.
That? You call your penis Knob Pattinson?
That's Knob Pattinson right there. You see what I'm pointing at?
That's Rob, really appealing.
Destroy
Knob.
You. You'd have to seek medical help when I was done with you. That's
usually you are much kinder, much nicer, much mellower when you're in here in the studio. But today,
no, I've got
it
anger
sounds like you're
problems
upset.
I've got anger problems, and I don't mind admitting it now. For so long I was putting on this facade so that I could have work in Hollywood and everybody would think I was a nice guy, but I'm angry.
Yeah. You have come out and said that if somebody provokes you, you have an anger problem.
I will break them off proper like.
I find that hard to believe.
I will wreck their domes with bows.
Despite his usual appearance as a cool and charming guy, the British heartthrob confessed he doesn't like it when someone is messing around with him, especially when he gets stressed out. Sometimes I lose my temper. I do try to keep my head because of the time getting stressed out, especially in professional situations, is kind of silly, but I do have my moments. So how do you keep it under control, Rob?
My guitar.
Oh, your only friend.
A lot of times I get angry. Things happen to me.
Right.
Certain things that I don't like to admit to people because it's just too hard for them to understand. I want to let them into the inside of Robert Pattinson, but I can't because it's too hard because I'm a drifter. I'm a loner, and I'm tough, and I ride my Harley to the next place to play my songs.
You don't ride
in
a
fact,
Harley.
One time, Taylor Lautner and I had an experience, and it made me angry, and I wrote a song about it, and I won't play it for you right now.
Okay. I can't help but notice you have your guitar here.
That's right. I would go everywhere with it.
All right. Rob Pattinson.
Haven't really worked on the lyrics much, but I felt like therapeutically it was good, you know? Taylor Lautner is a really nice guy. He helped me melt the carpet with bleach and lye. One real mouthy little bitch we buried in a shallow desert ditch. Promise him I'd never tell anybody about that. Oops.
Well, that cat's out of that bag.
She was mouthy. And right. We were big studs. Well, we're both in Twilight. It's
right,
like,
but you can't
take
kill
your
just
off,
because somebody's
mouth
mouthy
shut. Right? Legs open, mouth shut. That's the key, right?
Oh, Rob, that's rude. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, the other thing.
I think I like this one.
I had a model for breakfast. You know that? That's what I do. I'm Rob Pattinson.
Yeah,
I know you are.
I'm
but
Rob
listen
Mother F'n Pattinson. Right. That should be my middle name, Rob Mother F'n Pattinson.
Right.
Here's the other story that Ralph broke on the air a couple of days ago that I had never heard about. You have some other, there's another tortured part in your brain that we didn't know about, and
that's
that
right
is you're terrified of clowns.
Oh,
because
goddamn
you had
clowns.
You had a horrible experience as a young as a kid going to the circus for the first time. What happened,
Rob? I came to America for the first time as a young man. My parents brought me here, and they said, oh, wouldn't it be fantastic if we just go to the circus, enjoy ourselves, and see the elephants and everybody playing around and all the acrobats spinning and
Your
whatnot.
Your dad is Stewie from the Family Guy?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
And I said, oh, sounds fantastic. So we go there to the circus, and next thing you know, in his stupid little car, the clown car comes out, and it just blows up. And right there in front of me, he burns to death.
The clown burned to death?
That's right. That's right, Bob Marco.
You don't see that every day. So the clown just blew up, was on fire, blew up, and died in front of you
incredibly
and in front of all the
traumatic.
Other little kids at the circus? That
That's
is incredibly
right.
traumatic.
Incredibly
yes.
traumatic, and that may lead to my anger problems.
Could be.
I watched,
oh,
as a very
I see,
young
yeah.
man, I watched a clown burn to death. I wrote a song
well,
about
you lost
it
your
it
childhood, basically.
I'm
happened.
Sorry, you wrote a song about it?
Sure.
Fantastic.
Just say I did, because you know,
right.
I've got a guitar. Kind of ruined the bit if I didn't you know, write a song about it.
Sure.
I'm gonna nail down those lyrics right now in my head, and then here we go. Same melody as the last one. Might as well run with it. Here we go. Nothing sadder than the tears of a clown, except watching one die there right on the ground, turning everybody's frown upside down. Skin get all crispy and dirty and brown, like Freddy Krueger's skin or Randy Couture's ear. They probably could have saved his fiery jalopy, but the safety team was awfully sloppy, taking too much breaks and drinking their coffee. I assume there was some alcohol mixed in as well. It's illegal to drink on the clock, don't you know that, Lisa? Especially
I've heard
in this
that.
Country, every once in a while, back in Mother England, you have a little tip of the
sure.
a pint maybe if you're on your lunch break. But no
wow,
one likes that.
That's a beautiful number, Rob Pattinson. Thank
that
you very nice. Much for stopping by here nice. Today. Bringing your
Rob,
good
are you
luck.
Going to the wedding? The royal wedding?
Got my invite to the wedding, but my alpaca has been shedding, so I won't make it to the wedding. Lisa May would be in a lot of pain from Nob Pattinson.
You might need to work on that one just a bit. Just a bit.
Lisa May would be really hurting. I can't use the word that
now.
I want to use to rhyme with it, because this is morning radio and it's not Love Line like okay. the other show oh. I do. And her vagina looks like oh. a sad dog.
Okay, it's we gotta
been
go. We gotta go.
Like
thank you, Rob.
Car,
it's been fun
like
to have you.
The seats,
go.
Like Corinthian
bye,
leather.
Henry Rollins and Wing, two names you don't hear together very often in the music world. Both joining us next half hour on the Kevin Abid Show right now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
One of them can do 1,000 push-ups.
The other one?
And the other
Henry
one was
Rollins.
In Black Flag.
Sorry.
It's not easy to get a joke
sorry,
out on this show.
I apologize. Just
come on. You had to see that one coming,
land
Kevin.
Landmines everywhere you look. Landmines.
Sorry.
Oh, Heather McCartney should do a benefit for me. Or was that the other one? Who was doing the landmine benefit?
No, it was,
her, right?
I think it was
right?
Heather McCartney.
Yeah, I think so.
That was not a joke, though.
Just saying. Before I get to showbiz news, how about some tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Thor!
No!
All right, moving on then.
That's Bean.
If you have a problem with that, you can Bean at krock.com if you want
no,
to tickets.
No, Thor.
And then
Thor is a big
could,
deal.
Oh, no, you said we couldn't do
no,
it.
No, no, absolutely do it. Thor, we're very much looking forward to it. It's got a great cast.
Thor!
I can't believe have they never made a Thor movie before as long as that character's been around, Ralph?
The guy with a lisp at a golf course.
I don't think
Thor!
So.
No, this is the first Thor movie. He had an animated cartoon for a while in the 60s. But this is only the third time I think Thor has been represented via another medium. He was on an Incredible Hulk movie.
Sure.
Back in the days when Bill Bixby made those Incredible Hulk
oh.
shows. There was a series, then they made a series of TV movies. And Thor was featured in one of those.
But it was really just a visual paradise.
It was a visual paradise back in the day.
So here.
But I'd like to give away some tickets to the red carpet world premiere. But it's got to be a trivia question because these tickets are too hot.
Sure.
And I want real fans to go. So all you need to do is answer this trivia question. What is the name of Thor's hammer? What is the name of Thor's hammer? It has a name. It's not just Thor's hammer. It's got a name. He's a god, for God's sake.
Has a name like Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul the Hammer. You gave it away, Kevin. Spoiler alert, it's Paul the Hammer. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call if you know the correct answer. And we'll take the first two correct answers. You get a pair of passes to attend the red carpet world premiere of Thor happening in Hollywood on Monday, May the 2nd.
Well, guess what?
It's
hammer time.
Oh,
true.
Oh. What? There's a new Affleck duck. Congratulations to Daniel McKeague. He's the new Affleck duck.
And his only line is Affleck?
Affleck.
That's it.
He's a DJ.
Okay.
Works at KQRS Radio in Minneapolis.
All right.
Oh, I visited that studio many times.
I've never been to KQRS,
what?
Actually.
I
never
what?
Have. I've been to KSTP AM and FM, but I've sure. never been to KQRS in Minneapolis.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
He knows all radio people.
He'll
no
pick
one else.
Up a yearly paycheck in the low six figures, they say.
Nice.
For doing that?
Just for saying Affleck.
Did he have any comments to make about the Japanese when he was
apparently
not. At the gig?
Hmm. They have, I think they had him record a bunch of Afflecks and then they removed his vocal cords and, and took off his hands so he can't tweet or speak just to protect their investment. Apparently his first ads aired last night during The Voice. So if you saw an Affleck commercial during the Voice last night, the NBC show, then you saw the brand new Affleck duck. I have not seen him yet, but I'm very excited
Wait,
to check
Voice
it out.
Wait, The Voice was on last night? Why didn't they advertise it?
I know NBC did a poor job of letting us know that was going to be on television, but some people caught it. No, apparently it did very well in the ratings, by the way, and the critics have been glowing regarding The Voice. So we may have a new singing competition show in our hands. I missed it last night. I was watching hockey all night. Versus had Flyers Sabres.
Yep.
Flyers!
By the way, back from 3-0.
Drove Ryan Miller, in my opinion, the best goaltender in the league, out of the net last night. Sent him to the showers. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Considering we've had three rotating goalies, affectionately known in Philadelphia as the Three Stooges.
Sweet.
For the remainder of our series, has been struggling when it comes to goaltending, but that was good last night. And then Vancouver against Chicago.
Yep.
That was another Game 7 and went to OT, so it was just all hockey all the time for me last night, so I missed The Voice.
Two more Game 7s tonight.
I know.
No way to watch any TV other than that.
Very excited.
I was kind of glad, because I was watching the Chicago-Vancouver game, too. I was kind of glad the Lakers game was a little bit of a blowout, so there wasn't much tension there. I didn't have to go back there very often.
There you go. I think we have a winner in my trivia question.
We do?
I thought this would be a little tougher, but I guess not. Jason? Jason on line 6? Jason, what is the name
sir.
Of Thor's hammer? It's not Little Thor, by the way.
It's Mjolnir.
Mjolnir, that's right.
What?
Mjolnir.
Of course.
Mjolnir.
You say that like
Mjolnir.
Like it makes sense.
It's his name of his hammer. Mjolnir. Congratulations, Jason. Hold on, we're going to give you the details. You're going to the red carpet world premiere of Thor.
That's a dumb name for a hammer.
Well, it's
well, he's Norwegian.
It's Norwegian, yeah, it's Norse.
I don't even know. What that is.
The Norse god, and that is the mythical hammer that he wields.
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Okay. Whatever you say.
All right.
When you're getting your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done.
I don't think that's what the movie's about at all. Also, congratulations to Alex. He was our other winner, so those guys are both going. Congratulations to Javier Bardem. He is going to be starring as Roland Deschaine in the film and TV versions of Stephen King's huge, super, just smash hit book series, Dark Tower. Ron Howard is going to be directing. Apparently, it's going to be a TV miniseries and then at least three major motion pictures.
Wow.
They're going to do the whole franchise, all the books on television and film at the same time. I don't think this has ever been done before.
Well, they certainly have never made
both for TV and feature films at the same time. Usually, you get one and then you get the other, like in the X-Files case or something like that.
But.
So Javier's going to be working. That's good.
All right. That is
finally,
good.
He's going to get a job. Brendel. Today's celebrity birthdays. William Moseley of Chronicles of Narnia is 24 years old today. Patrick Stump, formerly of Fallout Boy, is 27. Sheena Easton celebrates her 52nd birthday. By the way, Sheena's still looking pretty good at 52.
She sure is.
I got to tell you. Ace Frehley, Kiss guitarist, is 60. And legendary DJ Casey Kasem.
Can't say Casey Kasem.
Without saying it like that.
You do have to say it that
Casey
way.
Casey Kasem.
He's 79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Did he say yes or no on the intro?
He said no.
Okay, so that's us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Very excited to welcome our next guest back to the program. It's been a while since we talked to Henry Rollins, who always has so much going on with his music, with his writing, with his stage performances, and now on the Nat Geo channel with a program called Snake Underworld airing Friday night. Henry, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
How you guys doing?
You've been obsessed with snakes your whole life, haven't you?
Yeah, since I was about 11. Yeah, like a lot of boys. You know, it was just something that was interesting to me.
What is it about snakes that you find so appealing? Because obviously, as you know, when you discuss this hobby with other people, most people are really grossed out by them.
Yeah, I think the snakes tap into a real primordial fear that some people have. For some people, that fear is a fascination. When I was a kid, I was like a lot of boys. You know, I always wanted to touch things that made the girls scream or whatever. But I always thought snakes were very interesting, and luckily for me, there's a pet shop in my neighborhood who that had them, and I got a job there.
Oh,
and
sweet.
So as a young, you know, high school guy, I was, you know, dealing with these animals all the time. And it's an interest I've had since then, and, you know, to this day I'm still interested. I no longer keep them, but the schedule doesn't permit. But I still retain a very healthy interest. And so when Nat Geo offered me this chance to do this special, I said, yeah.
They offered it just because they had heard you talk about your love of snakes?
No, actually, I was working with Nat Geo on other projects, and I was in my boss's office in the D.C. office, Nat Geo, several months ago. And I was talking to my boss, and one of the guys from Nat Geo Wild came into the office and said, wow, what are you doing here? I said, well, I might be working with you someday. And he said, well, we're doing a thing on snakes. Are you afraid of them? And I said, actually, quite the opposite. He said, well, are you interested in doing this particular special? And I looked it over and went, yeah, I'll jump into that.
That's
and so
the quickest
they gave me
that's,
the job.
Quickest that's ever happened, I imagine.
There you go. And so that was, you know, right place, right time.
I just I would love to know what the dynamic is, Henry, in the National Geographic office where you have the Nat Geo guys over here and they're doing Nat Geo stuff. But down the hall, man, it's Nat Geo Wild.
Well, it's an interesting environment to be in that you can hang out in one day at Nat Geo. You can hang out with a rocket scientist. You can hang out with, you know, some of the greatest herpeculturalists in America. You know, people who do all kinds of wild stuff. So it's a very eclectic group of people to hang out with. You know, you have archaeologists, paleontologists, a lot of ologists, a lot of ology.
Sure.
You know, at
right, exactly.
And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of in that kind of environment. I'm kind of a pedestrian rock dude because, you know, I don't have a degree in anything.
Right.
And so it's always interesting to meet up with these people.
Now, what's your angle on your special, Friday at 7?
So what?
What's the angle on your particular? Aren't there a bunch of different specials, or is it just?
Yes, there are. It's Snake Week at Nat Geo.
Okay.
And the one, our particular one, Snake Underworld, we basically hang out with a lot of Americans who keep snakes legally and illegally, and basically explore the obsession, the interest that these people have. We interview a guy who injects snake venom into himself because he's built up quite a resistance. We actually film him injecting himself with enough black mamba venom to kill everyone in the room. And we actually filmed me and him extracting this very angry snake from its enclosure.
Why does
I get very up close and personal with these animals.
Why does he do that? That's the one in Africa that they don't even have an antidote for, right?
Well, there's whole, you know, there's whole religions built around this snake. It's so terrifying. He is basically has turned his body into a guinea pig, and, you know, he's using himself to see if the human body can build up enough antibodies to combat the effects of snake venom, and he's done it successfully. He's one of about a little more than a dozen people who are doing this experimentation worldwide.
That's unbelievable. This is the voice of Henry Rollins on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about wild, about snakes. It's a big weekend going on at Nat Geo Wild, and Henry's special, Snake Underworld, is going to air Friday night at 7 p.m. Did you spend any time with or get close to anacondas at all, Henry?
Yeah, I work with some anacondas when I was younger at this pet shop, and they're awful.
You know, well, I'm so fascinated, besides the fact that they killed Ice Cube, you know, pour one out for your homie, I'm so fascinated with the fact that the size of the animals that those snakes can eat, and then you see that huge lump in their bodies, and then it just gradually goes away as they start to digest the food. I mean, it just seems like something that's not of this world.
Yeah, I mean, if only they could eat lawyers.
Yeah,
be nice.
But the food items they take down are extraordinary, and there's a lot of photos on the internet you can see of pythons in Africa and other parts of the world eating that have eaten like horned animals, and the horns are like pushing out, not piercing through, but pushing out against the skin of the snake, where the snake can't really move all that easily for quite a while until the stomach acid breaks the food item down.
There is something to be said for it. I understand the fascination with the snakes. I used to have a boa constrictor myself. This is Bean speaking, Henry, and I used to love to watch the boa constrictor because you get the feeling when you're hanging out with your snake that this is an animal that, has, as far as we know, I think, hasn't evolved in millions, I don't know, tens of millions of years, you get the feeling like this is something that could have been around in prehistoric times, and it looks exactly
and
the same, and it has
an
survived.
Really learned to adapt. You know, it had to become a master of its environment because it wasn't as adapting as quickly as a warm-blooded animal. They kind of got let off the bus early as far as, you know, evolution. And they had to adapt because, you know, very quickly, because they weren't a warm-blooded animal. The metabolism was not like, you know, what became Homo sapiens eventually.
Yeah. And one of the things I always love, whenever I see you on television, whether it's just an interview or if it's you hosting something, and what I love about you, Henry, is that you seem to be a guy who's curious about everything in the world. Like, you seem to suck up information, and that seems to really make you happy. And I really, I enjoy that process.
You know, that's a true fact. You know, many things do interest me, and I'm one of those guys with, you know, all of these books one-third read. On my bed, and I dip into them every night. I read from two or three different books last night, and I'm not trying to impress you that I'm some intellectual, but a lot of things do interest me, that's for sure.
Now, you do the snake underworld. That's what you're looking at. Now, this is like the sale of?
It's everything from people who keep venomous snakes illegally, those who have imported them illegally and done jail time, people who keep and breed them legally, what people do in Florida to keep them legally, which is 1,000 hours of supervised training.
Wow.
To be able to keep venomous snakes. Well, it's a deterrent.
Sure.
You know, to keep them legally. One guy we interviewed, it took him 10 years to get his venomous snake permit. You have to have a snake-proof room so they can't escape. You hope for the best, of course. And so we interview all of these people, and it kind of taps into that wonderful thing about some of us Americans. We really do what we want.
Yeah.
And it's why the rest of the world is kind of fascinated by America, because we really are like that. And so that is quite a big part of the show, is like what makes us tick. And one of those things is, you know, we jump out of airplanes, we do crazy things, and we keep snakes.
Well, there's no television program on this weekend that is going to freak out more people in America than Henry Rollins' Snake Underworld. It is airing Friday night at 7 o'clock on Nat Geo Wild as part of their Wild About Snakes programming. Henry, great to have you back on the Kevin Amin Show, man. Good luck with the special. We'll talk to you again.
Yeah, all right, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Who's better than Wing? Come on, you guys. Tell me anyone who's better than Wing. No one, right?
Zero people.
Wing is our favorite singer in the history of the world ever. She is a New Zealand songbird that we have loved for many, many years. I think the last song we played a lot from Wing was around the holidays. We had Santa on a Helicopter, which was a huge hit for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And the last time I think we talked to Wing is when she was promoting her Safe Party Happy Ending album. You remember? Back in the fall.
Here's a little bit, if you haven't heard Wing, here's a little bit of the magic. Updated the story.
That's right. She sure did. You can go to wingmusic.co.nz to find out more and buy all of Wing's great records. A lot of them are available on iTunes as well. And Wing joins us back on the Kevin Amin Show. Kevin, remember, speak slowly. You always forget that part.
How dare you?
Hi, Wing. Welcome back to the show, my dear. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to producer Kevin and Ben, Dave and Alice, and to all my friends in America and KROQ.
All right.
Yes. And by the way, because of the time difference to New Zealand, Wing has to get up in the middle of the night tomorrow in order to be able to talk to us today. So how about that?
Wow. Thank you, Wing.
Yeah.
Wing, what is the name of the new album?
Safe Computer.
Safe Computer. Okay, so we're going to hear the title track here in a minute. And what were you trying to do when you went into the studio to make this new record? What was on your mind?
I helped to compose this song with Robbie, the musician.
Robbie McRapperson. Yes.
And we hope that that let people know that Safe Computer to use the computer safely is very important.
It seems like you're doing a tribute to the firewall. Like, it does. It seems like this is a love song to a firewall.
I don't know. All this lyrics is come from the musician Rappi.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. So Rappi worked on the lyrics. But basically what you're saying is it's dangerous to be on a computer. You might get a virus, so you need to make sure that your computer is safe. That's the message of the song?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind if we play a little bit of it?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here's Wing.
Hello. This is Wing. With a brand new dance, the safe computer swing. Are you ready? Let's go. Computer sing, computer swing, computer walk, computer moonwalk. Yeah, let's go. Wiki, 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 Wikipedia.
All right. See, she said wiki, 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 Wikipedia.
I like it. I like it. Suck it, Jay-Z. Now, Wing, are you doing many concerts in New Zealand? Are you performing live very much?
No, I fully concentrate in the collaboration of recording with different musicians in
right.
different area, and also I concentrate in the phone service for Wing Singing Person.
So the phone service is where people can hire you to call and wish them a happy birthday or what? Get up
yeah.
early? What?
Yeah, this service is providing the all my clients to keep close contact with their loved ones, families, and friends in their special occasion, like a happy birthday, wedding day, Mother and Father's Day, Christmas and New Year's Day.
I see.
Yeah, they very, very, very happy to receive such a present.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just another of the many reasons why somebody like Wing is better than, say, Lady Gaga or Beyonce or some of the other pop singers, because you can't pay Lady Gaga to call you on your birthday and sing to you. That's not available. Wing, that's how much more Wing cares about her fans than some of those other hussies.
Plus, she's got this song.
Wiki, 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 Wikipedia. Firewall. Made of computer. Say, computer. Say, computer. Say, computer. Firewall. Made of computer. Say, computer.
So you got that going on.
Wing, I have to ask this question because many people listening are going to want to know. Have you had any professional singing training, or is this all a natural, God-given gift?
No, not much professional. I learned three years singing vocals by the singing teacher in New Zealand.
Oh, so
and, the rest that I will, you know, I learn as I sing.
So you took 3 years of singing lessons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, and that just got her started, and then she went on and developed her own style after that.
Pardon?
Exactly. Right. That's what we're saying. So what is next for you, Wing? What kinds of plans do you have for the spring and summer? How will you spend your time?
Singing.
Singing.
Singing. The phone service, you know.
The phone service.
They are quite accepted. This service and very encouraging, and a lot. They're quite every day that's booking, so I have to keep on singing.
You do that every single
every day.
Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know that many people around the world love you, Wing. But is there anyone special in your life? Is there anyone that you love? Is there a Mr. Wing?
Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
She's like a giddy little schoolgirl all of a
girlfriend.
Sudden.
Or a girlfriend.
No, very personal.
Very personal.
Don't like
talk.
Oh, okay. I see. That's what happens with a lot of big stars is they don't like the questions about their personal life. So I understand.
Bean, do we have a second to play a little bit of We Are the Champions?
Absolutely. And this is also from the new Wing album, right?
Yeah.
This, of course, is a classic, but I think what Wing does with it brings it to life.
We are the champions, my friends. And we will keep on fighting till the
See, come on now. That can be owned.
Beautiful.
You can own that music.
They're going to play that at the World Cup, at the Super Bowl, at the World Series, wherever sporting events are held now. I think Wings' version of We Are the Champions should be played. And all of this new music is available through your website. Is that right, Wing?
Yes, you can pick it up in iTunes.
iTunes.
TuneCore and CD Baby. Not my.
Okay. Fantastic. So, iTunes and CD Baby, and of course, wingmusic.co.nz. All right. Anyone else have anything else for Wing before we let her go back to sleep?
Just we love you.
I hope you all have a very happy Mother's Day, and don't remember it. And remember, have to pick up the safe computer from iTunes, TuneCore, and CD Baby.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Wing. The great Wing on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you, my dear. We enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah. Same to me.
Okay. At 9:43.
Ralph Garman joins us about this time every hour for a look at the Show Biz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
I give away a lot of tickets in the Show Biz Beat.
You do?
For a lot of especially movie screenings, which is my great pleasure to do. But I don't think I've gotten as much email and attention about a movie in a long, long time than I am getting about Thor.
I got a winner!
Thor is a very popular film, and it's a very hot ticket. People seem to really want to go see this one.
Hold everything. We've got a winner.
So I've got two more pairs of passes to give away to the red carpet world premiere of Thor. That means you'll get to see...
We have a winner, believe it or not.
He hasn't even said what he's going to do yet.
Chris Hemsworth, of course, stars as the Norse god of thunder.
Sure.
Natalie Portman.
Yes.
As his love interest. Anthony Hopkins as Odin, the father of Thor. Jeremy Renner. Rene Russo. Great lineup.
We got a winner! Nelly.
If you'd like to go, all you have to do is answer my trivia question. Because I don't want to give them just anybody. I want real Thor fans to go to see this movie.
Sure. Do they exist?
They do exist. And you know, every superhero worth his salt has a love interest.
Oh, sure.
Batman had Vicki Vale. Superman's got Lois Lane. All you need to do is call up and give me Thor and Dr. Donald Blake's love interest. 1-800.
I'm a winner, and you're a whore.
1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First two callers who get through with the correct answer, we'll get a pair of passes to see the red carpet world premiere of Thor. You done now? No more drops? No more winners?
That's it.
Drops? Well, we actually could have a winner now.
Right,
and now you're playing nothing.
I'm not interested now.
Lindsay Lohan in the news. She was on Jay Leno last night. Well, more or less. She had recorded an interview with Jay on Monday night after she got her sentence for her violation of her probation, 120 days in the Hoosgow in the Gray Bar Hotel.
Sure.
And 480 hours of community service. Jay, you know Jay, he's the guy to go to. He is the hard-hitting journalist.
Sure.
To do an interview.
He doesn't pull punches, that guy.
60 Minutes watches tonight. She goes, wow, how does that guy do those interviews? It's so exciting. Anyway, Lindsay said the right thing. She's taking it on the chin.
But, not the first time.
But she's she's owning up to her mistakes.
I've made a lot of poor decisions in the past, and I'm dealing with the consequences of those decisions. And I know that I have to work to gain the respect back, and I'm willing to do the work that I have to do to follow through with being an actress. That's what I love.
That's great.
Being young and being in the position that I was in, you don't really take the time to appreciate what you have. And it all is kind of a whirlwind and people make decisions for you, but I'm in the clear now and I feel like as long as I stay focused, then I will be able to, achieve what I want to achieve.
What do you want to change about yourself? You're 24. What do you want to change?
The public perception. I want public knowledge to be about my work, not about things that I didn't get into this business for.
6 years from now, you're 30 years old. Where do you see yourself?
Hopefully sitting here after I've won an Oscar. That'll be ideal.
By the way, how could she only be 24 and look and sound like that?
Yeah.
Hard living, I guess.
She realizes she's made some mistakes, and she's living with the repercussions of her actions. One of those is apparently larynx cancer.
I hope to be back here when I'm 30 with an Oscar.
I'd like to bet against that.
I don't think you find anybody to take your action, Kevin. That's the problem.
I reported yesterday that Ryan Phillippe is giving up on acting. Wants to get out of the fame game, go behind the camera. Turns out that story was a lie.
Wow.
New York Post talked to his representative and said story was a complete fabrication, is incorrect, and he's not ending his acting career. So stop spreading lies, Kevin.
Kevin should not have ever said that. No, I agree. But I am. I think Ryan Phillippe's a fine actor,
I do too.
He's
real good.
I would have been disappointed to see him walk away from it.
He's from Philadelphia, too, so.
So that makes him
you know why.
That's a strike.
That's why you're good. Can't go wrong with good actors when they're from Philadelphia.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
He was in Sharktopus, right?
That he was not. That was the other fine actor from Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. I knew it was somebody from Philadelphia.
David Boreanaz.
Right.
And the Jacksons. Thank you. Their family affairs are about to be splayed open for all of us to see, warts and all.
Don't tease us like this.
This is true. After Michael died, Catherine Jackson, his mom, took over the family affairs, and one of the first things she did was boot out Alejandra Jackson, who was living in the family-owned compound up there in Encino, California.
I've not heard of this daughter.
No, Alejandra is not a daughter of Jackson, of Catherine and Joe. She was related by marriage to the Jackson family, maybe more than just marriage, because she did marry Jermaine, had two children with Jermaine. However, she also had two children by Randy Jackson, Jermaine's brother. So apparently Alejandra, by all accounts, was just the Jackson Ho.
Did they just flip a coin?
Jackson Ho, Wyoming. Wow. Is what she was.
Wow, that's weird.
How weird is it? I think Randy went first, by the way.
That's important.
You have two kids. And then does the brother say, hey, I like that girl you're with, Randy. I'm going to give me a little something of that and marry her.
She looks good.
Yeah. Anyway, now that she's out of the compound, she claims she's seen it all and plans to tell the world exactly what went on for the past 21 years in that family while she was witness. And so we're going to get it all in a tell-all book. Woo!
Yeah, it's not going to happen. She's just looking for a payout. Don't tease me like that.
I hope it doesn't get... I want to read it.
I want to
read
too.
All about what happened with Bubbles and what was going on and the writing tree and how Tito ripped off LaToya's face and then staple it back on with that skull mask she's wearing
stuff.
Now.
Yeah,
all true.
I think it would be interesting sometime, Ralph, if we did a phone topic with our listeners who have been in situations like this where a woman has married two members of the same family or, you know, even dated brothers or sisters. I mean, because that does come up and it is awkward. There's a lot of tension that can be caused as a result of that. You know, I'm dating this girl, but then I decide her younger sister is hotter, so I'm going to go out with her instead, you know?
I know you guys don't watch The Good Wife, but it's happening. One of the storylines on The Good Wife is all about that. A lawyer is dating a woman, and he used to date her sister back in college, and there's already some issues between the two of them.
So yeah.
I think that would be a good call. Let's take our winner, shall we? Chris on line 6, I believe, has the correct answer. Chris?
Jane Foster.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Jane Foster.
Jane Foster is the name of Thor's love interest. You're absolutely right.
Jane Foster!
Natalie Portman plays her in the Thor movie. That's a
Chris gets
name.
Right down to business, doesn't he?
He wants those damn tickets.
He's got no time for your BS.
Not much chit-chat.
Pay attention.
Congratulations. Okay. You're going to the film. Red carpet world premiere tickets for you. Hold on, we'll give you all the details, okay?
I thought Henry Rollins was a chance, but Chris, wow, he's serious.
I want the tickets.
Congratulations to Philip also, who's the winner. Today's celebrity birthdays, Casey Kasem celebrates his 79th birthday. Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley is 60. Singer Sheena Easton from Scotland is 52 years old. William Moseley, actor from Chronicles of Narnia, is 24. And our medical expert here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Dr. Mo. Dr. Mo celebrates his birthday today.
How about that?
I didn't realize that until just moments ago. Dave, the King of Mexico, told me, so I want to give him a shout-out and wish him happy birthday.
He's got the best drugs, that Dr. Mo.
And, doctor, when you're operating on Bean's belly button, do what you can to put him out of our misery, will you, please?
Right.
Maybe a little extra ether or something.
Just anything. A little extra anything.
Isn't he working on you, Bean? Is he going to fix your abscess or whatever you got going on
down
there?
No, I mean, I'm not going to fly to California for surgery, but he did consult with me on it and tell me a little. He's had the surgery done and he has performed it hundreds of times, so he kind of gave me an overview of what to expect when I get mine done.
I think we do it here in the studio
and
we videotape and put it up on the website. That's what
we're doing. Let's do it live.
Yeah.
We'll do it live.
Do it live. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have John Lovitz, comedian, in the studio, talking about...
yes, we will.
Doing the show with Rob.
We're doing a show this weekend. Okay. He and I are doing a show together, yeah.
From Parks and Recreation, we have Adam Scott in the studio tomorrow. And,
so funny.
We're going to talk to the NFL Network's Rich Eisen and find out what's going on with A, the draft,
yes.
And B, the lockout, if there's going to be any reason for a draft.
Lockout was lifted.
It's over?
Right. But, however, I heard that the Seahawks showed up at the training facility yesterday and the doors were locked and they weren't allowed in pending appeal.
Yeah, because
they've been asked to stay away.
Only real football teams are allowed to.
I see.
Not the minor leagues. We're talking about the real
people have a chance of winning. They're only letting those people into their facilities. So.
I have many questions. I'm looking forward to talking about Rich because he will certainly know what's going on.
And that is all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and